how they were closer and you had your opportunities. That's all well and good, but at the end of the day, it comes down to us doing what we need to do in order to be successful. And if we do that, I think we have the ability and the opportunity to be a pretty good football team. But we're not to the point where we can make mistakes against good football programs like Hastings today and expect to come away with the win. They might be tight losses, but they're still losses. So us going out and making sure we're clean on every single play and not having any lapses that lend itself to giving the other team a chance and an opportunity to come away with the win. So if we're able to do that and eliminate those and we go on out, I think we have an opportunity to be a pretty successful football team.
Once again, Tom Rethman, the head coach of the Briarcliff Chargers, joining us on the Scouting Report. Coach, let's go ahead and grab that notebook out, take a glance at it. What's the game plan? What's the keys to this afternoon's game?
I think the big thing for us is limit the turnovers, all right? And make sure we're more efficient in the red zone. You know, we only punted one time against Dort, and that was at the end of the ball game. But we were only 3 of 6 in the red zone. We missed 2 field goals, which our freshman kicker, honestly, has been doing a pretty good job right up until last week. So it's making sure we do that. Defensively, it's doing our job and not allowing the big plays. If we keep the things in front of us, don't allow Hastings to break a big run or beat us up over the top and then force turnovers of our own. So, you know, it's kind of cliche. I think every coach is always going to bring up turnovers and those types of things. But I think in a game like today where you've got two very, very similar types of football teams, I really think a lot of it's going to come down to that because the big plays kind of build off of those as well.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always on the Scouting Report. Good luck to you this afternoon and throughout the rest of the season, and we'll talk when it's all over, sir.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
That's Tom Rethman, the head coach of the Briarcliff Chargers, joining us on this afternoon's Scouting Report. Stay tuned. You're on 1230 KHAS. Kickoff is right around the corner. It's the Hastings College Broncos, the Briarcliff Chargers. Mike and Jimmy are on the call right after this.
You've been listening to the Scouting Report on your home to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is straight ahead.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
The 2014 season gave us signs of renewed hope, optimism, and excitement. The last 2 weeks have given us a very different feeling.
Well, you said it earlier. You've got that ill feeling in your stomach, and you can hand me the bag from the cubicle in front of my seat as the Broncos give a 22-yard touchdown pass with 123 left to go.
Overmiller throws it down. It's going to be intercepted.
Oh, no.
Intercepted at the 10-yard line, back to the 15 to the 20-yard line. The ball is intercepted there
Cole
Wiseman of Sutton. Unbelievable.
The once 2-0 Broncos are now sitting at 2 losses on the season and need a win. Now, on paper, Briarcliff seems like a team the Broncos should be able to easily handle. However, over the last couple years, the cellar-dwelling Chargers have been a thorn in the Broncos' side.
And now the officials say, touchdown, Briarcliff! They've won the football game! Briarcliff wins the football game on a completed pass. It goes 30 yards out to Roeder. And Briarcliff has broken a 13-game losing streak. They beat Hastings College 25-24.
It's the Hastings College Broncos, the Briarcliff Chargers, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you out to the Dakota Dome now in Vermilion, South Dakota, where Mike Will and Jim Purcell are standing by.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and the Briarcliff Chargers action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. here this afternoon from the Dakota Dome in Vermillion. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins us alongside, and I'm waiting for the Nebraska Danger to come trotting out of the locker room here this afternoon. This is a kind of a wicked place to play, and we play in this thing for the second time.
Yeah, a couple of years ago came up here, and really a neat facility up here at the University of South Dakota. And obviously the Coyotes are gone this Saturday. They are playing the Salukis of Southern Illinois. But, again, the game here in this dome, it's a unique place. Very, very loud. We talked about this a couple years ago. If you were in this place and all 10,000 seats were filled up, this would be a loud, loud environment as everything just kind of bounces off the walls and the ceiling. But going to be a unique place to play. Hastings College came up here a couple years ago, got a victory up here, and now this is a game that the Broncos really need to win. They need a win so bad in this program. They started out 2-0. They get a couple of losses with games that they should have won. This Bronco football team should be 4-0 right now. No questions asked. They dropped the last two in just a silly fashion, just a late drive last week in that game against Dakota Wesleyan. They allowed them to go down the field and score. And some things that Tony said they need to improve on. They've had a great week of practice, and they're going to need to be on their toes today because, as you heard in the pregame show, this is a team that is a thorn in our side. Lots of close games. You heard last year the win they had in Hastings down there, and it's just a tough team to play. And Hastings College on paper should win this game very easily, but it's not going to be as easy as what a lot of people think when they look at the numbers.
We've had fairly decent success against this team. We are 8-3 against Dakota Wesleyan, or rather against Briarcliff. So Hastings has had some success, but it's always been a tough football game. We expect more of the same here this afternoon. Briarcliff officially 1-3 on the season. They're 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings sitting at 2-2 overall. They are 1-2 in the conference. We'll get to the starting lineups, get that out of the way for you. Brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with basically the same starters as a week ago. Matt Overmiller at quarterback, 6'3", 195, a senior out of Adams Central. Romero Flores, 5'10", 185, a sophomore from San Bernardino, California. And Caleb Kufel, 5'9", 185 pounds, a senior out of Bishop Newman. The Z-wide receiver, Austin Curley, 6'2", 180-pound junior out of Round Rock, Texas. The tight end today, Jordan Wallman, 6'3", 215-pound senior out of Beatrice. And Noah Hausch, 6'4", 205-pound sophomore, a transfer from Nebraska Kearney. At center today for Hastings, Landon Arnold, 5'11", 275, a junior out of Millard North. The right guard will be Mark Nellis, 5'10", 245, a sophomore out of Millard West. The left guard today, in replace of the injured Tyler Schuster, is going to be a redshirt freshman, Sam Morse, 6'3", he's 265 pounds out of North Platte. The right tackle is going to be Stephen Dunham, 6'2", 260, a junior out of Oklahoma City. And the left tackle will be Tanner Paxton, 6'5", 280 pounds, senior out of Lincoln North Star. Hastings on defense this afternoon. Joe Talaki is the down lineman, 6'1", 245, a redshirt senior from Riverside, California. Wally Eo will get to start at the defensive line this afternoon in replace of Nathan Willey, who will miss the game because of an injury today. Eo is 6'2", 250-pound sophomore out of Parker, Colorado. And Darren Colquitt will be the other defensive lineman, 5'11", 255-pound junior from Oklahoma City. The linebackers today, leading tackler on the team, Eric Wiley, 5'11", 200-pound senior from Eagle, Idaho. Jared McDermott will get the start at linebacker today and replace the injured Travis Agaga, who is sitting out the ball game today. Agaga has had a sensational year. He had 19 tackles coming into the ball game today, but he will sit out. Jared McDermott will get the start, 6', 200-pound junior from Gardner, Kansas. Kelly McBride will be another linebacker, 5'10", 195, a sophomore out of Austin, Texas. And Quincy Johnson, 5'9", 220-pound senior from Oklahoma City. The other linebacker will be Kinesi Eo, 5'9", 175, a junior out of Denver. In the defensive secondary, they'll get tested here this afternoon. It'll be Jordan Clancy, 5'10", 190, a sophomore out of Hastings High. Jacob Tarr, 5'11", 175, a freshman from Chaparral, Colorado. And Alex Gildon, 6'2", 175, a redshirt junior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. We'll check the starters for Briarcliff right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Starters for Briarcliff here this afternoon. Their quarterback is Kevin Van Egdom. He's 6'4", 212 pounds, a junior out of Liberty, Missouri. Brady Van Ozen will be one of the running backs. He's actually considered the H-back in this offense. 6'1", 218 pounds, senior from Sioux City. Mitch Heikist will be the tailback. He runs for a school record last week in their ball game against Dort. Named the GPAC Offensive Player of the Week this week. 5'11", 200-pound junior from Laurel Concord. A wide receiver, LaVon Wright, 5'10", 165, a junior from Buena Park, California. Brett Van Meiden will be the other wide receiver, 6'1", 190-pound senior from Hall Warden, Iowa. And the other wide receivers, they go with three wides most of the time. Fred Fields, 6', 210-pound junior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The offensive line, A.J. Galeros will be your center, 6', 290-pound sophomore from Stockton, California. Josh Cantor will be at left guard, 6', 260 pounds, a sophomore from West Haven, Utah. Matt Jacobs will be the right guard, 5'11", 305 pounds, a junior from Archbishop Bergen. The right tackle out of San Antonio, Texas, it's Rudy Rivera. He is 6'1", 275, and a junior. The left tackle will be Cody Jordan, 6'1", 255 pound senior out of Florissant, Missouri. And on defense for Briarcliff here this afternoon, they go with three down linemen, Savino LeBron, 6', 265, a sophomore out of Deschler, Nebraska. Marshall Ellis, back after a couple of year absence out of the lineup, 6', 300-pound senior from Atlanta, Georgia. And Matt Miller is the other defensive lineman, 6', 260, a senior out of Moraine, Ohio. The linebackers, they've got four of them today. Kenny Thompson, 5'11", 230, a senior from Los Angeles. Devin Yabo is a 6', 195-pound senior from Peoria, Arizona. Hoy Thompson, another linebacker, 5'11", 190, a sophomore from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Josh Block, 6', 205-pound junior out of Ponca, Nebraska. In the defensive secondary, you've got John Carter, 5'10", 177, a sophomore from Corona, California. Steve Trujillo will be a free safety, 6', 175, a senior from Peoria, Arizona. Kenny Haynes, 5'11", 200-pound senior from Stockton, California. And E.J. Ozuski will be a 5'10", 160-pound freshman out of Alvin, Texas. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Other games going on this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Kicking off here at 1 o'clock, you've got Dort down in Seward playing Concordia today. Nebraska Wesleyan is in Crete to take on the Doane College Tigers. Hastings here against the Briarcliff Chargers. Kicking off at 1:30 today is Midland at Morningside. It's a homecoming for Morningside today in Sioux City. And then Dakota State will have a night game tonight as they play at Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell, South Dakota. So we're sneaking up on game time here this afternoon. Jimmy mentioned it before, an absolute must. Hastings has got to pick up a win here this afternoon and try to right the ship after losing a couple of ball games to Doane and Dakota Wesleyan. And this will be a sweet ride home here from Vermilion, South Dakota today.
Well, it really would. It'd be a real big morale boost for this football team as, again, they started out 2-0 and then they squandered away a couple opportunities in the last two ball games. So we'll pause here momentarily for the playing of the national anthem. Thank you.
Again, we're in Vermilion, South Dakota here this afternoon with Hastings College football and 1230 KHAS, the Broncos and Briarcliff. Normally, I give you the current weather conditions. We're indoors here today. Very, very pleasant here today, probably. Temperatures in the upper 60s, maybe the lower 70s as we get ready to play indoor football this afternoon. This is kind of our version of arena football here today.
Well, it really is. And if you look at the arena football advantages, you got to think that Hastings has it on their side. Head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis, on the sidelines for Hastings College as he was last year. He assists with the coaching duties. So it very much is, to kind of give a little bit of description. Nobody's been here. The sidelines are not very deep. The stands come right up to the actual where the teams are. And Broncos are down here in front of us, a long ways away from us. We are way up in press row. And I didn't bring any tissues along with me. But if you start bleeding from the nose, I'll try to muster up something to take care of that. But we are a long ways from the field, but a very good view. And, yeah, kind of a neat surrounding up here. A couple years ago was the first time we were able to experience this, and it's kind of cool to be back here where Briarcliff plays all their home games.
So Briarcliff and Hastings getting ready to go here this afternoon. The captains are meeting in the center of the field for the coin flip. It's going to be Hastings dressed in their all-white uniforms here this afternoon, their white football pants, their white tops, their white football helmets, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. It'll be Briarcliff in their all-gold uniforms here this afternoon, gold pants and gold tops. They've got their blue football helmets on here this afternoon. We got the lettering in the blue. I think they got brand new football helmets that they debuted at the GPAC Media Days back in August. So it's Hastings College. I guess defensively is the big story this afternoon for Hastings. The Broncos have got to play better on defense today. Hastings is number 8 in the conference in scoring defense, number 7 in total defense, number 6 in rushing defense. They are dead last defending the pass. They are 8th in turnover margin and number 10 dead last in sacks. Hastings has got only 4 sacks all season long. They're facing a team today that's given up only 2 sacks. But the key today is getting some pressure on their quarterback, the junior, Kevin Van Egden, here this afternoon. Hastings has got to get some pressure, at least get some folks around him here today.
Well, they're going to have to, and give him some happy feet back there. You look at this football team coming in. They rush the football very effectively, as you heard in the pregame show. Mitch Hikas, the Laurel, Nebraska native, was the GPAC Offensive Player of the Week last week with a 4-touchdown explosion for Briarcliff. They set some records for rushing yards in a given game. So obviously a good day for him. The offensive line did a good job. But a team that averages 135 yards on the ground, 250 through the air. The biggest thing, again, getting pressure on Van Egden, because he's got a core of receivers he can go down field with, like Hastings College. They've got some excellent receivers as well, but getting pressure on him is going to be key. He likes to throw that football around, and he's a pretty good sized quarterback in there. Van Egden standing about 6'4" back there, so a very, very tall target. Hastings College will get the opening kick here, so the offense will be out on the field. But again, I think one of the other things you look at, we've talked about the youth back there for Hastings College. A big loss, though. Travis Agaga, who was having a tremendous season, out this game with an injury. We understand he will be back. He is on the sidelines. I spotted him down there earlier. But again, that's a big loss. And Eric Wiley has had a tremendous season, but Wiley can't do the whole job. There's 11 guys on offense, 11 on defense, and guys got to be aware of where the football is. Van Edgum is going to be a load today.
Here's the kickoff. And it's going to be Devontae Knight grabbing the ball for Hastings to the 3. He's back to the 10-yard line. He's back to the 15, to the numbers, to the 20, to the 25, onto the 30-yard line, and brought down at the 31. So a nice return there. Something that has not been real good all season long, and that's kick returns and punt returns. But Devontae Knight brings the ball back there for Hastings College. And the tackle is made in there by Briarcliff's E.J. Ozuski. And Hastings College will start first down and 10. They're on their own 30-yard line. Hastings will move from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play indoors this afternoon at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Our quarterback, of course, is Matt Overmiller, the Adams Central product, the senior from Adams Central. He's got wide receivers left and right. Watch Noah Hausch. He is out to the left side of the formation. Hausch really got cranked up last week in that ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. So wide receivers left and right, first down and 10 for Hastings on their own 30-yard line. Overmiller is waiting on the snap now from his center, from Landon Arnold. Waiting, and he's finally got it. Pitch play is going to go to Flores. He's across the 30 to the 35 and chopped down to the 38-yard line. Nice run there on a sweep play, the stretch play to the right side of the field, the wide side.
Flores moves the ball for 9 yards, actually, as they spot the football at the 39-yard line.
Boy, what a tremendous view we have up here. We forgot how high we are actually up here. And lots of good blocking downfield there for Hastings College. Flores picks up 9, second down and 1 for Hastings.
Overmiller wants to throw. He throws it out here to House, and that ball was thrown low. It's incomplete. House had to go down along the turf to try to grab that one and couldn't do it. Back there in coverage for Briarcliff was number 2, Kendrick Page, who's into the ball game now. Hastings already up to the line of scrimmage here on third down and a yard to go. They hand the ball away to Flores. He'll have the first down across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. So Hastings goes with a quick huddle there, and they pick up the first down to the 42. And the tackle is made in there by Marshall Ellis. Ellis, 300 pounds, a senior from Atlanta, Georgia.
And this will be a tough test for this Hastings College offensive line. They've got some big boys on this defensive front, but so far so good. A couple of carries for Flores, 12 yards in the first down for the Broncos. They inch the football out to the 42-yard line.
All right, wide receivers left and right here for Hastings on the first down and 10. Got a running back to each side now with Matt Overmiller. Hand off again to Flores. He's across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. So Hastings keeping the ball on the ground. Flores moves the ball to the 47. Tackle is made in there again by Kendrick Page of Briarcliff. Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to try to turn up the pace here a little bit here today. Wide receivers left and right again for Hastings. Matt Overmiller in the power pistol set. Flores remains in the backfield with a Kufel just to his right side. Play action pass. Overmiller wants to throw. Pass across the middle is going to be caught here by Kanan across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. But check that. That's Austin Curley. Austin Curley grabs the ball down to the 32-yard line. That's going to be a first down. That is a man down here for Briarcliff. So Curley getting hooked up there. The guy who tackled him was Stephen Trujillo, the free safety, and it's a Trujillo that is down in the play here for the Chargers. But again, a nice pass thrown there by Matt Overmiller right to Austin Curley. He hauls in his 25th reception of the season.
Curley with 348 yards on the season, only one touchdown, but it's those types of catches right there when Matt's got the opportune time. And to set back there, Curley's been the man across the middle of the field. He has taken some big, big shots. Took one there as the defender gets up, trots off under his own power. But again, Curley has had a lot of those 25 receptions right in the middle of the defense, and he's able to bring him in. That one there, a good gain of 20 yards. And the Broncos are set up in Briarcliff territory down to the 32-yard line.
This is the opening series of the ball game. Hastings has the ball, moving from our right to our left here in the opening quarter. No score between Briarcliff and Hastings here this afternoon. Wide receivers again, left and right. Running back Flores just to the left of Matt Overmiller. They fake the ball to him. Overmiller has got the ball at the 25 to the 20. Brings that time 15 to the 10. He's down to the 5-yard line. Fumbles the ball out of bounds. But Matt Overmiller has got the first down and more. He fakes the ball that time to Romero Flores. And we forgot how dangerous Matt Overmiller is as a runner here, Jimmy. That is the 41st time he has tucked the ball up and ran with it here in the 2014 season.
Yeah, second first down of the, actually third first down of this drive for Hastings. And that one there, Overmiller on a 25-yard blast. Great play fake to Flores and cut it up off right tackle. Took it all the way down inside the 10-yard line. First and goal for Hastings very early in this game.
Trevor Boone is split out to the left side. Noah Houch is out that way as well. Romero Flores in the backfield. Overmiller wants to throw. Throws a fade in the corner of the end zone. That's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Houch. He's a big target there at 6'4". And the 205 pounds, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney, couldn't come up with it. A pass thrown high there by Matt Overmiller. And it is now second down and goal from the Briarcliff 7-yard line.
Well, and again, you like House's chances out there. Got great leaping ability. That one there was just a slightly overthrown. Noah really never had a chance at that. So it brings up a second down and a goal here for Hastings.
Now Bone is on to the right side. A running play goes to Romero Flores at the 5, and he breaks the tackle. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Hastings takes the opening possession of the ball game and made it look easy here this afternoon, Jimmy, as Romero Flores takes it in from 7 yards out. Flores scores his 5th touchdown of the season. Hastings goes out on top by a score of 6-0.
24 yards on 4 carries that drive for Flores, and that was simple. Good blocking outside, takes it around the right end, and gets it into the end zone for an early touchdown. Owen Hickey into the game for the PAT, and that is good. So Hastings College in fine fashion. What a start. This is exactly what Tony Harper and his offensive guys wanted, a good start here in Dakota.
Just what the doctor ordered here this afternoon. We've got 12 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Briarcliff nothing.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creech-Will, the Executive Director of ASAP for Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster Counties. ASAP stands for Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and is a nonprofit organization. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. We provide information, education, and support to the recovery community. If you would like more information about the services ASAP provides, please contact us at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7 plays and 69 yards there for Hastings on the opening possession. Romero Flores takes it in for a 7-yard touchdown, and the Broncos are out on top now by the score of 7-0. Doan has scored first in their ball game with Nebraska Wesleyan today. Doan leading Wesleyan by the score of 7-0. LaVon Wright dropping back deep with Tyler McGee, numbers 3 and 4 respectively for Briarcliff. They stand at their own goal line. And here's Owain Hickey into the football. It's going to go to the far side. It's going to be retrieved there by McGee. Fumbles the football, picks it up on the hop. He brings it to the 20-yard line, and he's ridden out of bounds. It hops right back into his hands. It's like a basketball dribble there. Hops right back into his hands, and finally he's forced out of bounds here at about the 21-yard line.
Yeah, received that on the far side of the field and had a good head start, a good hit of steam going upfield. But, yeah, lost it, hit the turf, bounced right back to him. Austin Curley downfield on special teams to make the tackle. Out of bounds, so this will be Briarcliff's first possession. They'll take it at the 21-yard line.
LaVon Wright is your wide receiver to the right, and Van Meiden is the wide receiver to the left now. The quarterback is a junior out of Liberty, Missouri, Kevin Van Egden. And they go with the play cards as well, so they call plays very similar to what Hastings does. Here's a running play straight up the pipe there. That's a high kiss with the ball as he brings it across the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards in the play by Mitch Highkiss, a junior running back out of Laurel Concord. Briarcliff doing a much better job this season running the football. He set a school record in rushing last week in a single game as they pile up some yardage against the Dort defenders. Highcast again will get the call, and this time he's going to be met straight up there by Kelly McBride, the linebacker for Hastings, and also Darren Colquitt. Colquitt, the junior from Oklahoma City, and Kelly McBride, the sophomore out of Austin, Texas. So now it's third down. Third down here for Briarcliff, and about 5 yards to go. They have moved the ball out to their own 27-yard line. Chargers moving from our left to our right here as we view it high above the field at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota today. Briarcliff will go with 4 wide receivers, 2 to each side. Van Egden wants to throw pressure, a pass across the middle. Nobody there. Nobody there. Incomplete pass. I think they were trying to get it to the H-back coming out of the backfield, Van Dusen. That was nowhere close, and Hastings does the job defensively. Jimmy has 3 plays and out, and the Bronco offense will get the ball back.
Kelly McBride on coverage there and kind of bumped the receiver, but it was after the ball had already gone by. Briarcliff was kind of complaining about a flag there, but that was a good hit there by McBride. So the Broncos defense, 3 and out, and the Broncos looking good. Jacob Tarr back deep for the Broncos.
All right, so Tarr will drop back there for Hastings. Normally we see Flores back in the punt return formation, but it's going to be Tarr. And Hastings gets the block. Hastings gets the block at the 15-yard line. They're on top of the football. A block pump. Hastings comes down with it. And the Broncos are in point-blank range down here at the 15-yard line of Briarcliff.
Tyler Harris came from the left side and looked like he was shot out at a rifle. He got in there and took the football right off the punter's foot. And the Broncos are set up at the 15-yard line. Boy, we talk about how special teams can really control a game. The Broncos here with a big, big play, a point-blank range. First and 10 at the 15-yard line of Briarcliff.
Hastings already leading by the score of 7-0. There's a running play to Romero Flores as he moves the ball down to about the 13. So Hastings takes their opening possession, takes it right downfield, 69 yards for a score. Then they get the big break on special teams as they block the opening punt from Briarcliff. Hastings sitting down here at the 13-yard line. Still 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings will have 2 guys in the backfield now with wide receivers left and right on second down at about 8 yards to go. Here's a man coming in motion. That's Reynoso. A pass out here is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Jacob Reynoso, who came from the far side of the field to the near side in motion. The pass was thrown a little bit wide of the target, incomplete, and it's 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, Matt rolled out of there, faked the option, and tried to gun that over to the left side in front of the Bronco bench. And, yeah, just an errant pass. Matt, 1 of 3 early in this ball game, 20 yards, has the 1 completion on the prior drive. But the Broncos now with a 3rd down and long, we'll call it 3rd, and 8 from the 13-yard line.
Wide receivers will go to the left side. There's two of them out there, one to the right side. Here's Overmiller in the pocket. Now he wants to run. He's across the 15 to the 10 to the 5-yard line, down to about the 2. He won't have the touchdown, but he'll have the first down, and Hastings will now have 4 shots at the end zone from the Briarcliff 3-yard line.
Needed 8, got 10. Nobody open downfield, and then Overmiller just wisely enough takes it right up the middle of the field. A huge hole opened up, and the Broncos very quick again, first and goal.
Here's Romero Flores. He gets the ball, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Takes it off a right tackle, and Romero Flores gets his second touchdown of the first quarter, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 13-0.
4 plays, 15 yards for Hastings College there. And again, Flores just off right side. Man, that offensive line is looking good today. They opened up a big hole over there, and I believe Flores went in untouched off that right side. And it is Owain Hickey in again for the PAT.
So Romero Flores gets his second touchdown. Here comes the extra point. That one was good as Hickey hits his second extra point of this opening quarter. Hastings off to a great start here this afternoon. 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Hastings 14, Briarcliff nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 14-7. They're still in the first quarter.
Wow.
Many a times we don't see their basketball team score 14-7 in the first few minutes of the ball game.
I know. I thought we were on a fast and furious pace being at a 14-0 Hastings College lead, but, man, they're really rolling. Now the thing I've talked about, keep the foot pedal to the floor. Do not let up. Broncos have had that in the last couple of games. We'll see what happens here as Owain Hickey into the football.
McGee brings the ball back 10, 15, 20, back to the 22, the exact same place they started their last drive at the 22-yard line. So Briarcliff has got the ball. Their offense has been on the field for 3 plays, Jimmy, and they look up on the scoreboard and they're already trailing 14-0.
Well, and you know, this is a team that likes to throw the football around. Van Egdom has only thrown 1 pass. That was incomplete. And then 2 rushing plays. 4-6 yards. So we'll see what Tom Rethman has in store here for this Bronco D, but I expect some passes being thrown here on this series of downs.
I think the Bronco D playing with maybe a little chipper on their shoulder.
Well,
here.
You know, I tell you what, they definitely did come out flat. We can see that. There's a lot of emotion down there on this Bronco sidelines.
First down and 10 for Briarcliff. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. That's high kiss. He's going to bring the ball across the 25 out to the 27. I thought that was the ball that came loose, but it looks like his shoe or something came out of the pack there. So they give him a pickup of about 5 yards in the play, maybe closer to 6 as they bring the ball to the 28-yard line. That was Heiskiss, who lost his shoe. And coming into the ball game to replace him is going to be Robert Wilson. He's going to be in the backfield now. He's a little guy, 5'7", 175-pounder, a senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Second down and 4 yards to go. Here's Van Egden. He wants to throw. He's got time. He throws it downfield, and the ball is going to be incomplete. Guys got tangled up down there. Going down to the turf was Tyler McGee. He got mixed up with Alex Golden down there as he falls down at the 35-yard line, but no penalty flags in his third down out.
Well, there was no hand checking or nothing. That was just simply stride for stride as two athletes going for the football there, and they got tangled up at about the 40-yard line. But, again, they tried to extend the field, and that's one of their big threat, a big play threat, guys, is Tyler McGee. He's a burner out there on the outside. Gilden's drawn coverage on him. Ball goes incomplete now. Another third down for the Chargers.
So it's third down and about 4.5 yards to go. Van Egden just swings the ball out there. It's going to be grabbed at the 25 to the 30. Down to first down, 35, and run out of bounds at about the 38. They get the ball out to Brett Van Meiden. That's going to be the first down of the ball game for Briarcliff as he's run out of bounds close to the, like I say, he stepped out here back at the 35. So he has still got the first down. So first and 10 as they move the sticks here. Briarcliff trailing in the ball game on a score of 14-0. They will go with a 2 wide receivers sent to the left side, 1 wide receiver to the right. You notice they got their wide receivers clear outside the numbers. They stretched this Hastings College defense from sideline to sideline. Causes a little bit of concern for the defensive coaches here in preparation for this one. Here's a pass that's going to be incomplete. Hastings nearly had a beat on the interception. Alex Gilden was over here and nearly got the pick. They were coming to Van Dusen, the H-back coming out of the backfield, and Gilden had that thing read beautifully there and nearly got the pick.
Yeah, he really did jump the pattern as he seen Van Egdem roll out to the right side. Again, good coverage downfield by the Broncos secondary. And the pass falls incomplete, second down and 10. The ball just right at the 35-yard line.
9 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 14 to nothing. Hastings has got the lead. Tripp set out wide to the right side down for the Chargers. One wide receiver will go to the left. One guy in the backfield, they're going to give the ball away to him. That's Heikis. He's got the ball across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. A pickup of about 7 yards on the play for Mitch Heikis for the Briarcliff Chargers. And that's going to bring up a third down situation again. They're down at about 3 yards to go. Heikis will stay in there as a running back. This will be a pistol set with three wide receivers set to the wide side of the field. That's the left side of the offensive formation. One wide receiver will come to the right. Third down and 3 yards to go as Van Egdem backs out. Looks at the offensive coaches in the far sideline to get his final play call. Checks the play card. He's ready to go. He's got the ball. Swings it out there. The ball is going to be caught at the 40-yard line. Dances away across the 45. Out to the 49 to the 50-yard line. That's enough for another first down. So they get the ball out to Brent Van Meiden again. That's his second reception here on this series. Van Meiden dances his way up close to the 50-yard line. It's going to be enough for another first down for Briarcliff.
Well, they're going to have to get a little closer to the line of scrimmage because they could kill the Broncos all day long if they choose to do that. Van Meiden all alone over there in the left side towards the numbers and able to get downfield for some good yardage. Two catches, now 14 yards.
Here comes another pass as Van Egdem winds up. He throws it down the right sideline. Man wide open, touchdown. Man is wide open for the touchdown. It is Tyler McGee, a 50-yard touchdown strike, Jimmy, and McGee got behind the secondary of Hastings. Nobody out there. It was just a matter of if he was going to catch the ball. You could tell it was going to be a touchdown.
Well, there was a miscommunication between Jacob Tarr and also Alex Gilden on that. Gilden thought that there was coverage behind him. And, wow, that receiver run right by Alex Gilden. He turns around and looks at Jacob Tarr. They're definitely a mismatch, a confusion there for Hastings College. But a big play for the Chargers. They're right back in this ballgame.
So Tyler McGee on the receiving end of that 50-yard touchdown pass. Here comes the extra point. It is up there. It is good. Briarcliff back into the ballgame. 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Briarcliff 7.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Well, not pointing fingers at anybody, but I'll tell you what, Jacob Tarr, he got a major conference from defensive coordinator and head coach Tony Harper when he came off of the field.
Harp was all the way out to the numbers to meet that young man when he got off there, and Tarr wanted to get back with the rest of the defense. Tony wouldn't let him. That was obviously blown coverage there. As Gilden turned around, Tarr was not around, and that was his man, and he gives up a 50-yard touchdown play. Six plays, 78 yards for the Chargers. Now the Broncos get the football back. Darvante Knight with the football.
Brings it back from the 2-yard line quickly to the 10. Spins to the 15, and he's knocked down right there. So six plays and, wow, 78 yards for Briarcliff. And that's how quickly they can score on the offense. Briarcliff back into the ball game here.
Actually, seven plays.
Seven
plays. But again, it was the big strike, and that's exactly right. They hang their hat on big, big plays. And again, this is a football team. On paper, we should be handling year in and year out. They're towards the bottom of the cellar in the G-Pack. But again, they always find a way to hang around and hang around in a ball game, and they're trailing by 7 points here. Over Miller and the troops set up camp at the 17-yard line.
All right, wide receiver will come to the left. That's going to be Noah House. There's Kufel now coming in motion, the fullback. Play action pass. Over Miller is under pressure. He's hit and he's sacked. He loses control of the football, but they got him blown dead back here at the 10-yard line. Over Miller is sacked on the play. Marshall Ellis is the guy to get to him there for Briarcliff. Briarcliff has got 9 sacks. That's number 10 right there on the season. They've got 4 fumble and 4 interceptions to go along with their turnovers. But there's the first sack of the ball game, a loss all the way back to the 10-yard line. Hastings loss of 8 yards on the play there. Broncos now looking at second down and 18 yards to go. You've got Jake Fowler now in the backfield with Darvante Knight. There's a handoff to Devontae. No, they fake the ball to him. Overmiller runs the ball to about the 10, and he's stacked up right there. Another stop there for the Chargers out of Briarcliff. It was number 69, Hank Galero, sending the stop there for Briarcliff. So it's now third down and long here for Hastings. We'll call it third down and about, 17 yards to go for Hastings as they got the ball out here at the 11-yard line. Wide set now with the wide receivers to each side. In the backfield, you've got Jake Fowler backing up again as Overmiller. His pass downfield is going to be incomplete, trying to get the ball to Noah House. Threw in a double coverage there. So now the Bronco offense, Jimmy, goes three plays and out after a couple of quick touchdowns in the first quarter. And Briarcliff has a chance to put a drive together themselves, too, with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the opening period.
Well, and one thing I feared, I talked about it on my morning show today, is the pressure. If they want one way to stop this Bronco offense, put pressure on Matt Overmiller. Boy, they cranked it up there. The offensive line needs to do a much better job there. And now we got to punt Bockley from his own end zone.
He averages 37.2 yards per kick. Gets away a kick here. Comes out to about the 50-yard line. Wright grabs the ball. Comes near side to the 45. Runs into his own blocker. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. And he's run out of bounds. Nice return there by Briarcliff. Levon Wright bringing the ball back for the Chargers, and now they set up in point-blank range here, Jimmy. Tony talked about it in the pregame show. It could come down to which offense has the ball last, and it's now shaping up that way.
Well, it really could be, and again, special teams plays a big part. The Broncos get the block punt, then they're forced to punt. Now a 30-yard return, and that was just sloppy tackling there by Hastings College right in front of the Bronco bench, and Briarcliff takes over at the 21-yard line of Hastings College.
So Kevin Van Egden and the offensive troops come back out for the Chargers. Wide receivers again go left and right. They turn, hand the ball away to Heike's big hole. 20, 15, down to the 11-yard line. Still on his feet to the 10. And that's going to be enough for another Briarcliff first down. Nice run right up the gut there. Mitch Heike's, the junior out of Laurel Concord. He gets the first down and more, but a big, big hole there in the Bronco defense.
All five carries have gone to Heike's. 31 yards in that one. They're dragging Bronco defenders with him. Picks up nearly 12. They've got it a first and goal. Actually, they can get a first down just inside the 1 yard line. They got the stake down there at the one. So it's a first and 10. The ball just outside the 10 yard line of Hastings.
5:48 to play here in the first quarter. There's another handoff to Heikis as he gets the ball to the 10. Moves it down to the 9 yard line where he's going to be swarmed under there by the Bronco defense. Tyler Murphy. And on the stop there for the Broncos now as they go with that rotation on the defensive line. Tyler Murphy in the ball game now for Darren Colquitt. That was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Second down and about 9 yards to go. The ball is sitting at the 9 yard line of Hastings College. We're in the first quarter of play. The Broncos out on top by a score of 14-7. Two wide receivers, now three wide receivers will go to the left side. One wide receiver split out to the right side. They stretch the Bronco defense from sideline to sideline. Here's Van Egden with the ball. Pressure. A pass is going to be caught by McGee down to 5 yard line. He goes to the 4. Tackle is made in there by Gildon of Hastings. Also in there for the Bronco defense. Was the secondary man back there for Hastings. That was Jared McDermott. It's now going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 3 yards to go. The ball resting between the 4 and the 5 yard line of Hastings. So another big third down opportunity here for Briarcliff.
And you really got to watch Heike because he's been the go-to guy, and they've had some nice holes opened up, a powerful back in there in the pistol set, but they'll throw here.
They're going to throw the little fade into the end zone. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. Caught for the touchdown, a five-yarder. They throw that one to a Reggie Williams. That's into the ball game there. Reggie Williams catches the ball for Briarcliff, and it's now a 14-13 ball game.
Well, Jacob Tarr on coverage again was just flat burnt. Another guy over there, Eric Wiley, was also over there defensively. But again, the receiver just went in motion, run a little pattern and a little out pattern about 2 yards, got downfield. Nobody around there. A couple of guys lagging behind there. And just that quick, we've got a one-point game with the PAT pending.
So a 5-yard touchdown pass from Van Egdem to Reggie Williams. Here's the PAT. It is up there. It's good. And the 14-0 lead that we had just a couple of minutes ago is erased during the first quarter. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. We're still in the first quarter. From the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota, the score now is Hastings 14 and Briarcliff 14.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles from Kirshner's Auto Corner. LaCrosse deals this week, a CXL Brown with 61,000 miles for $12,475. A 2010 CXL Silver in color with 46,000 miles for $17,275. Both vehicles loaded with leather, heated seats, V6 locks, windows, mirrors, and LA wheels. At Kirshner's Auto Corner at the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. I think we're headed for a dandy here this afternoon. 14-14 is the score. Hastings and Briarcliff, and we're still in the first quarter. There's the kickoff. It's going to go to the far side. Fowler goes over there, but he can't come up with it. It goes into the end zone. And Hastings will get it on the touchback.
Hey, does anybody want to play defense today? This is unbelievable. Up and down the field. It's been special teams, though, that set both teams up for a score. Hastings College got the block on a prior series, and then Briarcliff gets a nice punt return down to the 20-yard line, and five plays later, they take it in the end zone. So if you like points, you're at the right place. 14-14, Broncos back on for their third possession.
4:27 to play here in the first quarter. The Broncos indoors on the road here this afternoon to take on the Chargers in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a running play with Fowler trying to get outside. He follows his blocker and brings the ball up to about the 28-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play for Jake Fowler. Fowler, the sophomore running back out of Adams Central, 45 carries, 167 yards, and five touchdowns so far this season. We'll give him a pickup of 3 on the last play. Second down and 7 as the nose of the football is sitting at the 28-yard line. Hastings moving from our right to our left here in this first quarter. Overmiller has got wide receivers to the left and to the right. Pistol set here with Fowler in the backfield. There's Kufel coming in motion out of the near side. Overmiller wants to throw. Throws it far side. Jordan Wallman has got the ball. Brings the ball to the 38-yard line. Wallman gets the pass reception there. The tackle is made in there by Briarcliff, and on the stop is going to be the cornerback, A.J. Olszewski, a freshman out of Alvin, Texas. That's enough for a Hastings College first down as they bring it to the 38. Broncos already up to the line of scrimmage here as Overmiller waits for the snap. They call the play here at the line. The ball is on the far side hash mark. Overmiller with the ball, sets up, throws it far side. It's going to be caught there by Noah Hausch at the 45, and he's out of bounds. Noah Hausch pulls it in, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney.
7-yard gain there, and now we've got three different receivers into the mix. Noah Hausch coming in, really been the go-to guy here the last couple of games. That's his 14th reception. 317 yards now on the season for Hausch, and the Broncos have a second down and 3.
Overmiller backs up again. He throws the ball across the middle. That's Reynoso with the ball. He's got the first down and more as he brings it across the 50-yard line to the 45, down to the 43-yard line. So Jacob Reynoso gets in the act here. That's going to be his 8th reception of the year. So Matt spreading the ball away very effectively here in this first half.
That good for 18 yards into Charger territory. Jacob Reynoso, a freshman, 7 catches coming in. Now he's got an 8 in his young career as a Hastings College Bronco. Really like that product out of Omaha.
First down and 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff. Inside handoff is going to go to Fowler. He loses control, but it bounces right back into his hands, and Fowler covers it up. That ball was loose momentarily, but I think it ricocheted off of the leg of a Briarcliff player, and it goes right back into the hands of Jake Fowler. It ends up being about a 5-yard gain. Broncos very lucky on that one. Second down and 5 yards to go. Hastings has got the ball down here at the 38-yard line of Briarcliff. They hand the ball away again to Fowler. This time he's going to be stopped. He is crushed as he takes it off of the right tackle position. And on the stop there is Tyler Dean, a defensive lineman for the Briarcliff Chargers. So it's third down now for Hastings. Third down and still about 5 yards to go. The Broncos have to be effective on third downs here today. They stay in this football game with Briarcliff because you know the Chargers are going to be up and down the field with their high-octane offense as well. Third down and 5 yards to go from the Briarcliff 38-yard line. Matt Overmiller with 3 wide receivers out on the pattern this time. 2 to the right side and 1 will go to the left side. Fowler now switches sides back there as he moves to the right side of the quarterback. Overmiller throws the ball and he gets it out there and the ball is going to be incomplete. They tried to get the ball to Jordan Wallman right at the first down stakes. That was thrown wide of the target, so an incomplete pass. And now the Broncos looking at fourth down. Fourth down and 5 yards to go, and Hastings will go for it out here from the 38-yard line of Briarcliff. Fourth down and about 5 yards to go.
Wide receivers again left and right for Overmiller. Overmiller looking to the near sideline, and his offensive coordinator, Joe Holdsclaw, maybe changing the play now as he backs up here in this formation. Look for the quick kick, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to pooch the ball down the field here. Ball is going to bounce at the 12-yard line. Hastings down here at about the 8-yard line. It still is rolling down to about the 6, and it's going to be down right there. So Matt Overmiller decides to kick the football out of that offensive set. Pretty good roll from Matt on the punt, but now you got Briarcliff back into the field here in the first quarter with a minute and 36 seconds to play. Now we're in a tie ball game at 14 points apiece.
Go back to that play there, watching Joe Holtz call the offensive coordinator down on the Broncos sidelines. They wanted to see what defensive set and what personnel they had in the game there, and then he just simply signaled back to Matt. And Matt does a pretty good job with that little pooch kick. And he's got him pinned down deep inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot it at the 6, but again, we've seen how quick Briarcliff can score. They've come back with a couple of touchdowns here with a minute 36 left to go in the first quarter. Been an entertaining ball game so far.
Kevin Van Agden comes back out. He hands the ball away to Heikis, and Heikis takes it right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there, but keeps his legs moving, Jimmy, and moves the pile all the way out to the 11-yard line. He started at 6, moves it out to the 11, so a good run there by Mitch Heikis, and a simple like dive-type play right up in the meat of the defense here of Hastings College.
He's been all their rushing attack so far. All 7 carries have gone to Heikis, 37 yards, and again, a 5'10", 200-pound, tough, bruising boy back there for Briarcliff. He's a tough guy to bring down.
He's from the northeastern part of Nebraska, from Laurel Concord. He's used to throwing hay bales and cows around.
There's been some pretty good talent come out of the northeast part of Nebraska. Good football teams.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Van Egdom wants to throw again. Here comes the pressure. He unloads. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings to the 28. Back to the 20-yard line, to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Moves it down to the 5. Dives for the touchdown. Is he in there? Yes, he is. A touchdown, Hastings. Touchdown for the Broncos.
Josh Johnson into the ball game for Hastings College. And again, that was pressure coming from Darren Colquitt. From the left side of the line, he got in on Van Egdom, and he just was forced to throw that from his heels. He picked it off at about the 26-yard line, takes it the distance of the Broncos, a defensive touchdown with Josh Johnson. Great job there by the Bronco D.
So Josh Johnson, the defensive back out of Mesquite, Texas, comes in there and gets the pick 6 for Hastings, and the extra point is up there. It is good, and the Broncos reclaim the lead here. Hastings now with 21 points on the board here in the first quarter as Josh Johnson returns that baby, officially 28 yards for the touchdown. And the Broncos have the lead. It's now Hastings 21 and the Briarcliff Chargers 14.
If you need health insurance for you or your family, contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings. Marty can help you sort through your options and get the coverage you need without all the complications. Marty knows health insurance and makes it simple to buy and simple to understand. You'll rest easier knowing you're covered. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth to see how he makes insurance simple. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's a 21-14 ball game. Hastings College now out on top thanks to a defensive touchdown, a pick 6 by Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson in the game there and drew coverage one-on-one downfield with his intended receiver. But again, that ball was way underthrown, and it all started with the pressure the Bronco D dialed up. It was Darren Colquitt getting in there, putting a lot of pressure on Van Egdom. He needed to throw it from his heels. So the Broncos now back out on front as Hickey into the football, the kick down to the 1.
Ryan's going to bring the ball back this time to the 15, to the 20. Look out, 25-yard line, 30. Brings the ball near side, 35 to the 40, 45, 50, 45 of Hastings, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
99 yards on the return, and that was right up the middle of the field, right in the middle of that Bronco special teams. And again, it was Owain Hickey had the last opportunity to bring him down. I have not seen very many kickers make a saving tackle. But again, boy, big, big plays. We may see 100 points here in the Dakota Dome today.
LeVon Wright brings it back the other way after Hastings gets the pick 6 in the other end zone. And now with 26 seconds to play, it's a 21-20 ball game, and here comes the kicker, Patrick Tacogna, a freshman kicker, coming into the ball game to attempt the PAT. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. It is good.
So a big kickoff return after Hastings gets the pick six. We've got 26 seconds to play now in the first quarter from Vermilion. The score is Hastings 21 and Briarcliff 21.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I was looking for my barf bag early, but I thought I would save it until at least the second half. But we've seen everything in this first quarter. It's 21-21. We still got 26 seconds to play.
Mistakes. And it's, special teams, both teams have made special teams mistakes. And again, we've had blown coverages today. They've hit on a home run ball of 50 yards. And that one there, just sloppy tackling, and they got a little bit of a seam and some good speed for the return man of Briarcliff. 99 yards later, we're back tied up, and this kick goes into the end zone. Darvante thought about it, but he'll be about 2 yards deep. But again, 21-21. We ain't even finished with the first quarter of action.
I'd like to check the blood pressure right now of our head coach, Tony Harper.
He's less than impressed, I can tell you that. We're kind of shielded from him where we're at from our vantage point. The sidelines are so narrow down there. The stands go right up to the edge of the field there where the players are standing. So kind of tough for us to see him, but he's been out on the field plenty. He's not real happy right now.
So first down and 10, Hastings will have it on the touchback from their own 25-yard line. Man goes in motion. They swing it out there. The ball is caught at the 20, 25 to the 30, out to the 31-yard line. Hastings swinging the ball out here to the near side. Grabbing the ball was Ramiro Flores. He makes a nice run on the play after he grabs the ball, brings it up to the 31-yard line. A pickup on the play of about 6 yards on a completed pass from Overmiller to Ramiro Flores. Second down and 4, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play as the Broncos can't get another player run off here. We have reached the end of the first quarter from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon. Very entertaining action today from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The score after 1, Hastings 21, Briarcliff 21.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and the soothing, cool gel memory foam of a Curve mattress from Simmons be your solution. The Curve mattress from Simmons' innovative design conforms to your shape, creating amazing pressure relief and a more pleasant, cooler night's sleep. All at a low price that'll surprise you. Take the 30-day Curve Challenge by stopping into Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia on the top of Dort 14-0 after the first quarter. Again, Concordia 14 and Dort nothing. Hastings 21, Briarcliff 21. We're about ready to start quarter number 2 here today as we switch ends. Broncos will have a second down situation. Second down at about 5 yards to go. The ball is sitting at the 30-yard line. Broncos moving from our left to our right now here in period number 2. So Hastings back up to the line of scrimmage now as they will go with wide receivers to the left and to the right and two running backs in the backfield now, one to each side of our quarterback, Matt Overmiller. Matt's got the ball. He hands it away to a Reynoso. He carries the ball, breaks it outside the numbers, 35 to the 40, still on his feet to the 43-yard line, and brought down there. Nice run by Reynoso. He is grabbed on the play and brought down by Kenny Haynes. Haynes in on the tackle there for Briarcliff, but that's a first down for the Broncos as they move the ball to the 43.
And again, Reynoso so dangerous in there. Just, a freshman. He can catch the football out of the backfield and run pretty tough. That one there will credit him with 13 yards out past the 40-yard line. That's down at the 43-yard line, first and 10.
Play action pass. Overmiller wants to throw. Now he's going to run it. Overmiller at the 45, and he takes a dive down here as he slides down at the 48-yard line to pick up a 5 yards for Matt Overmiller, second down and 5.
First down numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. And I've got to go quick because the Broncos are quick. 111 yards total offense for Briarcliff in that first quarter, 121 for Hastings College. And we got a 21-21 game. Matt looks to the sidelines for this second down and 6 yard call.
All right, Overmiller is going to give the ball away. That's a Reynoso with the ball. He's at the 50, takes it down to about the 46-yard line, but a penalty flag is down. That's Romero Flores carrying the ball. Romero Flores carries the ball down to about the 46-yard line. But again, a penalty flag is down, probably in the area of a Hastings College hold. The official is going to confer. Broncos in retreat here. This will go on Hastings College. It's going to be a holding call, and Jordan Wallman, the tight end, trying to spring Romero Flores. So that's going to cost Hastings 10 yards from the spot of the foul and brings the ball back to the 38-yard line.
That is the first penalty of the ball game. The officials haven't had time to throw a flag. They've been signaling touchdown that whole first quarter.
Hastings, the most penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, are averaging 94.8 yards per ball game. And there's another penalty flag. You had to open your mouth, didn't you?
Yeah, I know it.
Here comes another penalty. All right, it's going to be an illegal procedure call in Hastings. That's going to go on the center. They call it a snap infraction. Landon Arnold, the center, is going to be the guilty party there. So Hastings going in reverse here.
Yeah, the Broncos back at the 33-yard line. They got to go all the way across midfield down to the 46-yard line to get a first down.
About 20 yards to go. Overmiller cranks up. He throws the ball near his side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Austin Curley out here at the 50-yard line. He throws it wide of the target. Incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up third down.
Well, and again, Briarcliff dialing up pressure. They get in there, and a couple of offensive linemen picking Matt Overmiller up off the turf. We don't need that. We don't need to have our quarterback beat around back there, and they're starting to get to Overmiller on those pass plays.
So Hastings looking at third down and about 20 yards to go now from their own 33-yard line. Again, moving left to right here in the second quarter, a 21-21 ball game. Overmiller with an empty backfield, wants to throw, steps up. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Down he goes right at the line of scrimmage, right at the 33-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Briar Cliff, and in the stop is going to be Dustin, rather Matt Miller. Matt Miller gets the tackle there, a big 6'3", 260-pound senior out of Moraine, Ohio.
Well, one thing I can see, the battle of the line of scrimmage just being won by the Chargers right now, and they're shuttling in three, four different guys about every play where they can get them in quick enough. But, again, they're starting to get pressure on Matt Overmiller. Matt didn't even have time to get his feet set and was forced out of the pocket.
Here comes the pressure. Buckley gets the punt away. Wright signals for the fair catch and makes it at the 28-yard line. So Briar Cliff will get the ball back here with 13 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings College football here this afternoon is brought to you in part by Hastings College on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings College, challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 21-21 is our score. We're in the second quarter. 13:07 to play until halftime today. Here's Kevin Van Agden back out there, the quarterback for Briarcliff. Wide receivers all over the place. Robert Wilson gets the call. Wilson across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. So now Robert Wilson in there for Mitch Heikis as the running back. Takes it out for right tackle and moves the ball to the 33.
Nice pickup off right tackle, 5 yards. Going to bring up a second down and 5, but again, Heikis got all the action there in that first quarter, giving him a little bit of a breather on that far sidelines.
Heikis is a senior out of St. Louis. Had 14 carries for 61 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. Briarcliff has been able to run the football pretty effectively against Hastings today. And here he comes again across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. That's Robert Wilson. But Wilson with back-to-back carries. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College. Joe Tzalaki is the guy who brought him down. He'll be about a yard shy of the first down mark, however. Third down and about a yard to go. As Briarcliff comes up to the line of scrimmage, they go with a wide set again with two wide receivers to the left side. One wide receiver will go to the right. You've got Wilson in the backfield. Van Agden waiting for the snap here on third down at a yard to go. Just by the 12-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter as they wait for their final play to be signaled in for their offensive coordinator on the far sideline. Van Agden has got it. He's going to turn and hand the ball away to Wilson. He's got the first down. He fumbles the football. Hastings is on top of the football at the 44-yard line.
I believe that's Josh Johnson again.
Yep, that's the guy.
Holy cow, what a day he is having in there. He's got a pick six already, and Wilson blasted through the right side of that Briarcliff line and was popped. I believe that was Eric Wiley that made the hit. The football squirted out. Josh Johnson, Johnny on the spot, gets the football for Hastings College. Another mistake for Briarcliff, and the Broncos got the football at the Charger 44-yard line.
Yeah, Johnson, a 5'10", 165-pounder from Mesquite, Texas, having a whale of a ball game on defense today for Hastings. There's a running play to Devontae Knight at the 40-yard line to the 35, and the little guy is shoved out of bounds. Devontae Knight getting outside to the short side of the field that time. Has some running room as he's popped out of bounds. They're going to mark him just shy of the 35. In fact, down at the 36-yard line. But a pickup of 8 yards on the play for Devontae Knight. So a good pickup on first down for the Hastings College offense. It's second down and 2 yards to go. Hastings now with the ball from the 36. Play action pass over Miller in the pocket. Throws the ball far side and unable to grab that one down at the 20-yard line. Pass was thrown low to Noah Hausch. Hausch couldn't come up with it as he goes down to his knees to try to grab that one. Boy, if that would have been on the numbers, that would have been a good pickup there.
Well, it would have been. And also Hastings College had Jordan Wallman running down right down the middle of the field, and he had 4 or 5 yards on his defender. But again, Matt is being pressured. They're getting into the face of Overmiller.
Third down and 2 yards to go. Overmiller, a quick pass across the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped. That's a Wallman. Jordan Wallman had it in his hands there, the big old tight end. He would have had enough for a first down, but he drops the football. Nice hit there by the Briarcliff defense. Hastings out here in no man's land, so they'll go for it on fourth down and about 2 yards to go from the 36-yard line. 11 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings 21 and Briarcliff 21. Here's Overmiller, hands the ball away to Romero Flores. He's got to... trouble out here, and Romero Flores, I don't think, got to the first down stakes. He is nowhere close. He stretches it out there at the last second, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. He's trying to get outside, but nothing but gold shirts out there. The Briarcliff Chargers had that one read beautifully.
Yeah, and that play was doomed from the get-go. They sent a linebacker through the right side of that Bronco offensive line. Nobody touched him, and as soon as Flores got the handoff, he had to go about 3-4 yards deep in the backfield just to get out around him and elude traffic, and then a host of Chargers come over. A great job defensively there for Briarcliff. They get the stop after the fumble by Robert Wilson. Hike us back in the ball game, and Briarcliff and the pistol set with Van Engdom.
Yeah, so Hastings can't do anything with that turnover. There's a pass down to the near side. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings at the 40-yard line. Back to the 45 to the 50. He falls down at the 48-yard line. Hastings gets a pick. That is Jacob Tarr. Tarr got the deflection. And Tarr gets his first interception of the season, brings the ball back to the 48-yard line of Briarcliff, and the Hastings offense gets the ball back.
That is an interception and a fumble for Briarcliff here, but that was Josh Johnson on coverage that actually hit the ball and tipped it to Jacob Tarr. He was coming across the field. He was right in the right area at the right time, so the Bronco D come up with another big play. They had a fumble, now an interception. They've got the ball inside Charger territory. We'll see if they can do with something with the football here on this drive. They got it at the 48.
Trips set out wide to the left side. Tight end Jordan Wallman is lined up to the right side of the formation with Jake Fowler in the backfield. Jake now goes in motion. They swing the ball out there. He grabs it at the 50 to the 45, and he's popped out of bounds to the 43-yard line. So Jake Fowler gets the reception there, moves the ball from the 48 down to the 43. We'll give him a pickup of 5 yards in the play. The Bronco defense, tell you what, they've been minus six in the old turnover ratio so far this season, but they've got to... the interception, they've got a fumble here today.
Well, they've come up with some big plays. Yeah, they've given up a couple of big plays in this ballgame in the first quarter. But, again, they've come up with a couple of turnovers here in the second quarter.
Second down and 5 yards to go. There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be behind the intended receiver.
I think that hit the official.
They're trying to get the ball to Caleb Kufel. Caleb was reaching back, and he might be right. Ricocheting off of the – is that the
– that's the umpire.
Yeah, that's the umpire. That's always right behind the defense. That threw off of his left shoulder, and he couldn't make the catch. They could. Caleb Kufel. Now it's third down and 5 yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball down here at the Briarcliff 43-yard line. Wide receivers again left and right. They'll be in the pistol set. 10:36 to play, second quarter. Hastings 21 and Briarcliff 21. Devontae Knight now going in motion. Play action pass. They throw the ball down there. They got a man, and they overthrow it. Penalty flags are down. Penalty flags are down, trying to get the ball downfield to Austin Curley. Curley was drawing double coverage down there inside the 25-yard line, but a penalty flag is down. This might be defensive pass interference down here at the 22 of Briarcliff as the officials come back.
Unless they got Curley on a push-off, because Curley had some good distance in there. That ball was severely overthrown. Curley never had a chance. We'll see what the call is here. Neither team is moving.
All right, so we're going to have a pass interference on Briarcliff. holding up the receiver for Hastings. Pass interference is going to go on Kenny Haynes of Briarcliff.
Well, I'll tell you what, Austin Curley did a great job accelerating. Then if he got held, it had to happen right around the 25 or 30-yard line when that flag was thrown. But again, Curley was able to extend his lead and unfortunately not able to get underneath the football. So the Broncos pick up the eighth first down of the ball game. And Overmiller and the pistol set. Everybody checking the cards. Fowler will be flanked to the left side of Overmiller with a 21-21 ball game here in the second quarter.
So first down for Hastings. Overmiller wants to throw again. He throws it. It's going to be caught by Darvante Knight at the 20, down to the 15. Slips the tackle to the 10. Takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Nice pass and a nice run by Darvante Knight after he catches that pass from Matt Overmiller. He takes the ball to the end zone, and the Broncos reclaim the lead at 27-21.
That is Darvante Knight's second touchdown of the season. He's got one rushing, also this one now receiving. That comes from 28 yards out for Matt. That is his eighth touchdown on the season. The little guy got loose in the middle of the big guys. He was able to break a tackle at about the 10-yard line, and the little guy gets in the end zone, and Wayne Hickey into the ballgame for the PAT.
PAT is up there and it splits the upright, so he's perfect this afternoon. It's now this does feel like an arena football game. We've got 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now Hastings 28 and Briarcliff 21.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Doan has got a 21-13 lead in their ball game with Nebraska Wesleyan today. That game is going on in Crete. Doan with a 21-13 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Those two teams meeting for the 100th time here this afternoon. Their long storied relationship. 28-21 here. We have a much more entertaining game in the Vermilion, South Dakota today. The Broncos out on top now.
Broncos unofficially 187 yards of total offense in this ballgame. Overmiller, his first touchdown pass on his 15th pass attempt here this afternoon. And Hickey into the ball. It's a short kick over to the right side that'll go out of bounds.
Yeah, it's really not a very good kick there by Owayne Hickey. It goes out of bounds down around the 18-yard line. So it's going to be Briarcliff getting pretty good field position here on this particular series.
Well, a wise choice. I'm sure Hastings College did not want to try to kick that deep again. They got burnt for 99 yards here earlier in this game, but good starting position for Briarcliff.
You just got to make the tackle.
Well, that's
make
it.
The tackle.
Isn't there 11 guys on? There's 11 guys in one color uniform, and they're in gold, and 11 guys in white. You just got to find the one guy, but wow. They've both teams have had a tough time doing it today.
Find the guy with the ball and tackle him.
It's not that hard.
28-21. Hastings College has got the lead now with 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter indoors this afternoon at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Here's Van Egden with the ball. Gives it away. High kiss. Breaks outside the numbers. 35-40, 45-50 to the 49-yard line of Hastings, but it's coming back. A penalty here, probably a hold on the Briarcliff. As they brought the ball outside the numbers. That's going to be a holding call in the center, A.J. Galeros. Galeros, a sophomore center from Stockton, California.
Second penalty of the afternoon for Briarcliff. And the that would have been a good gain out to across midfield. Hikas, boy, he's a tough guy to bring down.
At 190 yards in a ball game against the Dort defenders a week ago. Named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. So now it's going to bring up a first down and long. The ball is brought back here to the 25-yard line. It's the Briarcliff 25. The Chargers moving from our right to our left. There's another running play off a left tackle. Hikas all the way out to the 35-yard line. Nice run there by Hikas as he picks up positive yardage. That's Kelly McBride in the stop for the Hastings College defense. So he gets the 10 yards back. Now it's going to bring up a second down and 10. Second down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Kevin Van Egden, the junior quarterback from Liberty, Missouri, in there for the Chargers. Wide receivers left and right. They check the play card.
The pistol set here for Briarcliff. There's another running play across the 35. That's Heikist again across the 40 onto the 41-yard line. He's been the workhorse here in this ball game at 85 carries coming into the football game here this afternoon. He's tacked on many more here in the first half. Brings the ball out to the 41-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and four now for the Chargers. Third down and four with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Heikist in the pistol set here. Quarterback is Kevin Van Egden looking to the far sideline. Their offensive coordinator, they look at their play card. And now we've got a whistle. We're going to have a timeout. Hastings, the Broncos are going to burn a timeout here on defense. With 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Briarcliff 21.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Some of the things that our computer geniuses put on the Megatrons during timeouts. We've got a baby dancing in his
diaper.
His diaper up in the end zone on the Megatron. I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
Speechless. Leaves me speechless. Absolutely. The things you see at football games and these big old Megatrons here in some of these facilities.
Third down here for Briarcliff. Third down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the Briarcliff 41-yard line. Hastings has got the lead 28-21. Kevin Van Egden has got the ball. Handoff. Heikist. Heikist gets it to the 45. Very close to the first down. We'll see with the official spot to football. I think they're going to have enough. That's Joe Tolaki, I think, in on the stop there for Hastings College. And that's going to be enough for a first down. They just run that one off a right tackle. Joe Tolaki gets the stop, but not before Heikis picks up the first down.
Heikis, another positive gain. 4 yards, just continues to break through holes. Tough running, and he always falls forward, always getting positive yardage. Heikis now with 59 yards on 10 carries.
8:36 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings 28 and Briarcliff 21. Been an entertaining first half here this afternoon. Van Egden wants to throw, stands in the pocket, now flushed out of there. 45-50 inside Bronco territory down to the 45-yard line. Another stop for Hastings College defensively that time. On defense is going to be Jack Sortino, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. So Jack Sortino gets the tackle, but not before Briarcliff picks up the first down at the Hastings College 45. First and 10 here for the Chargers, working from our right to our left. Wide receivers again to the left and to the right. They've got two of them set out here to the left side. Van Egden with the ball. He's going to look that way. Cranks up, throws the ball down here. It's going to be caught. Does he hang on to it? Yes, at the 23-yard line, and a penalty flag goes down. Tyler McGee goes up. Grabs the ball, he hangs on to it. He takes a big shot there from the Hastings College secondary. But I think we're going to have a penalty as well on Hastings.
Going to go against Jacob Tarr. That's going to be a hit up around the head, the helmet area. Alex Gildon was burned on that pass pattern. Gildon and Tarr have had a tough time against these Briarcliff receivers here today, but that was a very, very clear a personal foul. He went up around his helmet.
McGee hangs on to it. I don't know how he... Hold on,
I don't either.
He took a big shot there.
Yeah, it was a huge shot. How he even got up, but he did, and the officials continue to confer down here at the 35-yard line.
So McGee hangs on to the football. Now they're going to call in the lone remaining official that wanted no part of this discussion. So all four of them are meeting here at the 35-yard line now. The line of scrimmage, at least for the time being, is the 24 of Hastings. We've got 7:55 to play here in the second quarter. The Broncos protecting a 28-21 lead. As we have seen in the first half, no lead is going to be safe here today. Make the call, guys.
21 on the pass and catch as he did keep control of the football. They may wave this off. They are discussing, they're bringing them all in, asking them what they've seen. But we'd like to get out of here sooner or later today. Now they're going to mark it off now.
So they're going to mark the penalty off against Hastings College. This will be half of the distance to the goal line. They'll tack this on.
With a complete pass from the previous play. Then we had targeting, personal foul targeting, defense number 24. Left his feet, punched the guy's head. Therefore, he's ejected from the game.
Oh, wow. Tony is not going to be happy here. Jacob Tarr has just been thrown out of the ball game for Hastings for leaving his feet and targeting the receiver's head. So Tarr has been tossed from the ball game here this afternoon. I mean, just an aggressive defensive play. Maybe got a little bit too high in his tackle there, but Tarr has now been tossed out of the ball game. The penalty brings the ball down to about the 12-yard line now of Hastings.
And Tarr cannot stay on the sidelines. He has to go into the locker room when you're ejected. He's going to, Tony's pointing towards the locker room now.
So we're going to sort this off down on the sidelines. In the meantime, Brian Cliff is ready to run a play here. Kevin Van Egden has got the troops set down at the Hastings College 12-yard line with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. There's an inside handoff, and the Broncos are waiting for him this time. They get about 1 yard in the play. That's Heikist carrying the ball there. The tackle is made in there by Darren Colquitt for Hastings. So give them a pickup of, well, closer to 2 yards as they move the ball between the 10 and the 11. It's on the near side hash mark. Clock is running now with 7:20 to play in the second quarter. Hastings has got a 28-21 lead. Hayden Jones is into the ball game now for Jacob Tarr as the free safety. Van Egden wants to throw the ball. He swings it out here. It's going to be incomplete. Stop now with the incomplete pass, so it's third down and 8 yards to go with 7:03 to play. So Hayden Jones down to the ball game for Jacob Tarr. Tarr, the freshman from Chaparral, Colorado. We talked about him throughout much of this first half as he's been tested by his Briarcliff offense here this afternoon. So third down and 8 yards to go. Big play for the Bronco defense. I keep him out of the end zone here in this scoring battle of 28-21. Van Egden wants to throw. He's got time. He throws it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete as they try to get the ball there to Brent Van Meiden. It's an incomplete pass. They worked on Jones that time. Threw it a little bit too far, so it's an incomplete pass. It's fourth down and 8. And here comes the field goal team coming out now. Patrick Tagogna is the field goal kicker. He's 4 out of 7. 4 out of 7 on field goals. His longest one has been 41 yards.
Yeah, he's a beauty, eh? All the way from Canada, eh?
Travis Tagogna. So, yeah, he's into the ball game. This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt from the near side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up. And Tagogna knocks one through the uprights. It is good. So a field goal is through the pipes. Dakota Wesleyan, or rather Briarcliff, draws closer here. 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the second quarter. The 27-yard field goal is good. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Briarcliff 24.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell back here at the Dakota Dome in Mitchell, not in Mitchell, South Dakota. That's just down the road here in Vermilion, South Dakota.
You'll get it right. You'll know your role here sooner or later today.
Vermilion, it's been a scoring fest here. 28-24 is the score.
Wild game. Turnovers, block punts, ejections. This is a wild half of football as Darvante Knight's going to go about 4 yards deep, and I wouldn't think you would. No, he takes a knee. So Hastings College will take over at the 25-yard line. 6:52 left to go here in the half. We've had 6 touchdowns, a field goal. Again, we talked about the turnovers and mistakes. We've had an interception, a fumble, a block punt, a 99-yard kickoff return. We've had a little bit of everything.
Pick six,
and an ejection.
And we've had some traditional scoring plays, too. So it's 28-24. Hastings is out on top. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now the Hastings College offense comes back out. Overmiller Hands the ball away to Caleb Kufel as he tries the left side of the line there. He's going to be brought down. Kufel, not much there. Look at the yellow shirts getting up. Three or four yellow shirts getting up there defensively for Briar Cliff and making the stop. Going to be credited with a tackle is Hank Gueros. Gueros down to the ball game. He's a big boy. And now we got an injured player here for Briar Cliff. He's back onto his feet, so let's keep it right here. That's Kenny Thompson, one of the linebackers, slow in getting up. That was no gain in the play by Caleb Kufel, so we'll call it a second down and 10 situation. They have picked up a half a yard, I guess officially, statistically, as the ball is now moved up between the 25 and 26-yard line. Wide receivers left and right for Hastings. Broncos moving left to right here in the second quarter of play. They've got a four-point lead at 28 to 24. Overmiller has got two guys in the backfield, Devontae Knight to his right side. Then you've got Fowler to his left side as he stands back there. Gives the ball away to Fowler. He's got a blocker out here at the 25, out to the 30-yard line, and he is brought down there. Fowler brings the ball to the 30. A tackle is made in there by Briar Cliff's Savino LeBron. LeBron is out of Deschler. 265-pound sophomore out of Deschler. We'll give Fowler a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Third down and 6 yards to go now for Hastings. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Wide receivers again to the left and to the right. Kufel is in the backfield now with Fowler. As Matt Overmiller waits for the snap here on third down and 6 yards to go. He's got it. Play action pass. Overmiller wants to throw. Rolls to his left. He is hit. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked back here at the 23-yard line. And getting through there for the Briar Cliff defense that time was number 56, Tyler Dean. So Tyler Dean, you mentioned the pressure. That time Tyler Dean got in on Matt Overmiller. That's the third sack of the ball game. And it's going to be a punt formation now for Hastings.
And again, Hastings goes very vanilla with a couple of rushing plays. Then they try to throw it downfield. And again, give credit where credit's due. Coverage downfield by the Charger secondary was very good. And Overmiller again forced out of the pocket. Couldn't outrun the big linebacker.
Bonkley's going to punt. Byron Cliff nearly got there. Wright fields the ball at the 35-yard line, dances to the 38, to the 39, to the 40, and across the 40 to about the 41-yard line before he is brought down right there. That's where Briar Cliff will start this drive. Still plenty of time here in the second quarter. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Coming up at halftime today, we'll have our Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Ervronik will join us at halftime. He's got the scoreboard show, all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today. Scoreboard show brought to you by the Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Center of Hastings. So stick around for that. All coming up at the halftime break. 4:51 to play until halftime. Hastings with a 28-24 lead. There's an inside handoff. A lot of motion there. An inside handoff to Hykus, and he is tripped up just as he gets the ball back to the line of scrimmage. No gain into play. Second down and 10.
Quincy Johnson coming in there and able to get his hands down around Hykus' ankles. That's not really a good place to tackle him, but it was just kind of a reaching out of the arm as Johnson was on the ground. Did a good job chopping him down. No gain. Ball just across the 40-yard line. Clock running here with 4:24, 4:23 left to go till half.
Here's Van Agden. He backs up. He wants to throw. Being flushed again. He comes to the near side, unloads it, and it's going to be out of bounds. Good pressure there by the Hastings College defense trying to get the ball to Van Agden. He throws it wide of the target. Incomplete pass. Third down and 10.
Yeah, a couple of Broncos almost able to get their hands on Van Agden. He's a big guy back there and moves pretty well for a big statured quarterback. Was able to elude the traffic and then just wisely threw that out of bounds into the Hastings College bench. So it brings up third down and 10. Clock stop, 4:15 left to go. Broncos out in front, 28-24.
This is homecoming day today for Briar Cliff. And they're playing their home football games this year about 35, 40 miles from their campus in Sioux City. There's a third down and 10. Van Agden wants to throw. Steps in the pocket. He's got it. He's got his man downfield. That's Van Meiden as he brings the ball down to the 30-yard line. A completed pass as Van Meiden grabs the ball right between the two hash marks. Nice pass thrown by Van Agden. And now Briar Cliff thinking points here late in the second quarter.
126 yards now from Van Agden. And again, they were picking on the guy that just came in the game, Hayden Jones, the freshman. He was burnt on that play. He was able to get the tackle, but not after 31-yard gain. Deep into Bronco territory at the 31. Plenty of time left here for the Chargers.
All right, three wide receivers will come to the left side. Hykus has got the ball, hurdles the man at the 30, takes the ball to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Hykus carries the ball down to the 23-yard line, hurdles the man there. Looked good on the track team.
Wow. high hurdler. That was Quincy Johnson. Quincy not real tall, but he just jumped right over top of Johnson. Takes it downfield for about 7 yards on the gain inside the 25-yard line. Going to bring up second down and short here for Briarcliff.
I guess we'll stay in the backfield now. Pistol set. Here's Van Egdom. He wants to throw. He's wide open. 25-20, 15 as he takes off, and he slides down inside the 15-yard line. Boy, Hastings just so concerned about the pass receivers out there. They forgot about the quarterback, Kevin Van Egdom. He doesn't run the ball much. I tell you what, he picked up the first down there and more as he moves the ball down to the 14-yard line. And now Briarcliff, with 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter, has a chance to take the lead in this ball game. Van Egdom in the backfield waiting for the ball. He's got it. Hands it away to Heikis as he takes it to the 10 to the 5-yard line. Dives for the end zone in the corner of the end zone. They're going to say he is in there for the score. Finally, the arms come up from the officials down there. Heikis, he takes it in for Briarcliff from 14 yards out. Now the Chargers have the lead 30-28.
14 carries, 82 yards. The first touchdown of the afternoon for Heikis. After four last week, he's able to get in this time. And, boy, a good job blocking downfield. That is a big, big body down there. That was Alex Russell, 6'3", 345 pounds. The right tackle was able to seal that whole right side off. And now we got penalty flags down. But I noticed him down on the field. That is a one big man. 6'3", 345-pound junior.
Hastings had too many guys on the field. Tagodna is back into the ball game. He's going to attempt the point after touchdown. I'm sure this will be assessed on the kickoff coming up here. So Briarcliff now has the lead, 30-28. And now they're going to fake this thing coming out. The holder, he's going to come over here. He's going to crash forward. Did he get in there? I don't think. Yes, he did. They gave him the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good.
Well, I don't know.
That's Brent Van Meiden, who is the holder. Van Meiden just stands up, and he comes over here to the near side and dives into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 32, Hastings 28.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, somebody get a hold of their favorite plumber. We can't shut the water off here this afternoon.
We can't stop nothing today.
Here's the kickoff. Hastings going to grab the ball down here. Fowler at the 3-yard line. Back down the numbers, 10, 15, 20, 25, out to the 27-yard line. That's where Hastings College will start. Neither team, we're not just picking on Hastings.
No.
Neither team can stop anybody today.
No, this is, I don't know if they've tested these, the scoreboards, to see how high they go and if actually the LED lights work all the way up. But, boy, we are in for a wild one here. Go back to that two-point conversion. They said that Van Meiden was able to get the football across. His body was out of bounds, but the football crossed the pylon. So they give him the 2 points, and it's now 32-28, 2:40 left to go here till half.
Plenty of time. Here's a handoff to Devontae Knight. He is hit in the pocket, and then he is dropped down here. A loss of 2 yards in a play. Devontae Knight, the little guy, crushed on the play as he is brought down. I say that because there were some big boys in there. Kenny Thompson was one of the guys to get up, 230 pounds. Darvante, soaking wet. What is he, about 150 pounds maybe?
Not very big. He was swallowed up with a mass of humanity and gold.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 27 of Hastings. Over Miller wants to throw. Throws in the middle of the field. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Jordan Wallman back there. In coverage for Briarcliff that time was Kenny Haynes. Incomplete pass, and now it's third down and 10 yards to go.
Yeah, now the Broncos, you talk about plenty of time. Yeah, plenty of time for a stop here. Briarcliff gets the football back. We just it's a track meet down there on this field turf. Broncos need to come up with a first down here.
Hastings scoring a couple of quick touchdowns in the first quarter, and now things have Kind of went sour here the past couple of minutes. Here's Overmiller, wants to throw, throws it far side, skidding to his knees and grabbing the ball out there for Hastings. There's going to be Noah Hausch. He will have the first down out around the 40-yard line. So a good catch there by Noah Hausch, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Goes sliding to his knees to grab that one. Hastings up here to the line of scrimmage already, which is the 39-yard line. Here's a running play. That's going to be Romero Flores. He is stopped, spins away, takes the ball up to the 44-yard line, where he's buried by about four Briarcliff Chargers. Romero Flores is brought down as he inches the ball up here to the 45. We'll keep our eyes on the clock. A minute and 37 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings trailing Briarcliff now by a score of 32-28. Our ice set now for Hastings College. Romero Flores gets the call. He's going to be tackled into play. Busting through there and making the stop is Matt Miller for Briarcliff. Miller is a 260-pound senior from Moraine, Ohio. And now Hastings will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 4 yards to go from their own 45-yard line. And Tony wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 1:14 to play in the second quarter. It is Briarcliff 32, Hastings 28.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a score in for the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside is out on top of Midland today. Score is 27-3 after the first quarter.
Oh, no.
That's the nation's number one ranked team, yeah. And Hastings will see that team next Saturday. That'll be a home game at the Osborne Sports Complex next week. 1 o'clock starting time, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show as Hastings will take on probably the number one ranked team in the nation next week in the Morningside Mustangs. Third down here for the Broncos. They've got the ball on the 45 of Hastings. They're down in about 4 yards to go. Hastings with trips out wide to the right side. You've got Fowler in the backfield. So third down and four. Overmiller looking to the near sideline. He's got the play. Grabs the ball. Here's a pass. He's going to be caught here. Caught by Bone at the 50. Bone gets away. Inside Briarcliff territory down to the 44-yard line. That's a man, Jimmy, that we have not heard a whole lot of this season after a sensational year last year. That's only the fifth reception of the year for Trevor Bone, the converted quarterback, the senior out of Bennington.
Yeah, and Bone doing a good job after the catch, picking up additional yardage. We'll give him 11. First catch of the afternoon into Briarcliff territory at the 44-yard line.
Overmiller wants to throw again, steps up, throws the ball. There's Wallman, and he is hit. A crushing hit down here, and he loses control of the football down at the 20-yard line. A big hit there by Kenny Haynes.
Boy, and Tony Harper went from the 50 to the 30. Now he's down at the 25, and he is in the face of the official. He better be careful. He wanted a targeting blow on there like Jacob Tarr had earlier in this ball game. Wallman took a wallop.
Yeah, that was very similar to the hit that Tarr put on McGee just on that last possession and got tossed out of the ball game. Tony wants to know what the difference was. It's going to be an incomplete pass. You play on the road, you don't get all those calls. Second down and 10. Here's Overmiller. He wants to throw again. Flushed out of the pocket, throws it near side. That's Wallman with the ball, and he is tackled out of bounds into the Bronco bench at about the 32 or 33-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down as they move the sticks. They're going to give him the 32. So Hastings now with 46 seconds to play here in the second quarter, trying to get into the end zone to recapture their lead.
12th first down of the afternoon for Hastings, and Matt Overmiller starting to mount some numbers. That's pass number 20, and he now has 122 yards on the afternoon, one touchdown.
House split out to the left side. You've got Austin Curley to the right. Overmiller wants to throw. Stands. Now rushes out of there. Penalty flag goes down. Overmiller at the 25 to the 20. Slides down at the 18-yard line. It will be enough for a Hastings first down. The play stands, but this is in the area of a hold. That's not what you need when you're going for a touchdown down here with less than a minute to go.
Well, it was a good game by Matt. They got the football spotted down at the 20-yard line. And now the two officials confer at the 40-yard line, but the Broncos coming out right in the middle of that South Dakota lettering.
At the home of the Coyotes here this afternoon.
First of all, face mask 62.
It's going to be a personal foul face mask call on Hastings on offense. That's going to go on their right guard, Mark Nellis. So they're going to mark off the penalty from the 32-yard line. Strange things have happened here today. So a 15-yard penalty on Hastings on an offensive lineman on a quarterback scramble that took the ball down to around the 20-yard line. So Hastings back here to the 47. It's a first down and long now for the Broncos from the 47-yard line of Briarcliff. Overmiller backs up, throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. That's Haynes again. This time he draws the flag. Austin Curley was the guy they were trying to get the ball to, and Haynes was all over him, draped over him at the 30-yard line. This will be a pass interference call on Briarcliff.
Yeah, he hooked right onto the back of Curley there, and two officials both over on this side of the field throw the flag down there. So this will be a penalty against Briarcliff with 33 seconds left to go. Hastings College getting closer to getting some points here right before half.
32-28 is the score. An entertaining first half of play here today from Vermilion, South Dakota, as the officials will sort this baby out. It's going to be a pass interference. It's going to be on Briarcliff. They said 15, but I think they meant 35. I don't see a 15 on the field. There he is. All right, so Cody Brandon, they were both there. Cody Brandon and Kenny Haynes are going to rule the pass interference on Brandon. So that's going to bring up a first down now for Hastings. First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Overmiller again will throw. Throws it to the far side. Hausch is out there, and Hausch cannot come up with it at the 8-yard line. Again, the ball was thrown a little bit short of the target. Hausch trying to come back to grab it, and he can't do it as it falls to the turf at the 8-yard line. Second down and 10 yards to go now. Again, Hastings sitting at the 32-yard line of Briarcliff.
Now, and Matt forced out of the pocket again, stepped up a couple of yards and tried to throw it downfield. Not a very good pass. That was a wobbling, wounded duck, but Hausch did a great job trying to get to the football. Falls incomplete, second down and 10. Clock stopped with 26 seconds left.
Overmiller's been short on a lot of targets here this afternoon. Second down for Hastings. Trying to put some points on the scoreboard before halftime. Overmiller again wants to throw. He's flushed out of there. He'll run at 30. He's at the 25 to the 20-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. So a good run by Matt Overmiller. Again, there's not much room around this field here. If you've been up to the Heartland Event Center for a Nebraska Danger football game, it's not that tight, but it's very similar. You've got the wall boards around this thing in this indoor facility, and not much on the sidelines.
Matt picks up 12 yards after forced out of the pocket. Got the clock stopped with 18 seconds left to go. The Broncos got the football right at the 20-yard line.
This would be a big touchdown. It would give Hastings the lead going into halftime. Penalty flags are down. I think Briarcliff jumped. There's a fade into the corner of the end zone. The ball is going to be caught down there for the touchdown. And we'll check out the penalty flag. That's Austin Curley. If this baby is going to stand, it'll go down as a 21-yard touchdown. Somebody jumped up front, I think, on the Briarcliff. Unless Hastings moved up there, they're going to pick up the penalty flag. This touchdown is going to go a 21-yard touchdown from Matt Overmiller to Austin Curley in the deep left corner of the end zone. Is going to stand here, and the Broncos go out on top.
143 yards now for Matt Overmiller. That is the second touchdown pass. The first one went to Darvante Knight, but that was just a ball thrown up for grabs, and Austin Curley did a great job. His defender was right in his hip pocket, but he was able to come down with a football on his back, and Hickey's into the game for the PAT, and that is good. So with 11 seconds left to go, Hastings College back out on top now. It's Broncos 35, Chargers 32, and you're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia's got the lead over Dort at halftime. Concordia 28 and Dort 7. Bon Thomas, the quarterback for Concordia, set the all-time record at Concordia for touchdown passes. He's still got several games to go.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
career for Bon Thomas.
Yeah. Taking him a toaster and a refrigerator for graduation gift.
So Hastings will kick off. It's going to be a pooch kick here. They're going to signal for the fair catch at the 29-yard line, and that's where Briar Cliff will start this one. They want to kick to the deep guys here. That ball is grabbed there by A.J. Ozuski, who's a cornerback on defense. He does a smart thing, signals for the fair catch. He gives Briar Cliff a couple of plays here. 9 seconds to play in the second quarter. Now 35-32. Hastings has got the lead over Briar Cliff this afternoon.
Well, it appears like, yeah, they're going to get in.
The previous play was a fair catch. Please set the game clock to 11 seconds.
Briar Cliff just going to take a knee here. I'm kind of surprised that Tom Ruffin doesn't elect to take a couple of shots downfield on this young secondary. They have picked on Hastings College all day long, but it appears the Broncos will hold the lead going in here at half.
All right, so they're going to go into this set. They're just going to come back and take a knee. And that, my friends, is the end of the first half of play. A wild one here this afternoon at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. We have finally reached halftime here this afternoon. We'll take a break. It's Hastings 35 and Briar Cliff 32. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College football on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We've seen everything in the first 30 minutes of play. We still got a half to go. The Broncos out on top of Briar Cliff 35-32 at the break, Jimmy. And I guess your thoughts here in the first half.
Wow. Don't have much to say, just a wild game. We talked about it midway through the second quarter. We've seen interceptions, pick sixes, an ejection, a kickoff return. We have had some normalcy of an offensive formation and drives, but again, just a lot of big, big plays. And for Hastings College, Jacob Tarr, the freshman, thrown out of the game for leaving his feet, making a hit, targeting hit, so he's thrown out of the ball game. But we've seen a little bit of everything. Special teams playing a very big part of this game. And both teams, almost 500 yards of total offense for the two. And we're in for a store for a great, great second half of action.
Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College. And then Tyson Evronik will join us for the area's Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Halftime Show. All the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation here today. We're trying to recap some of the scoring in the first half. Hastings, they scored on their first possession of the ball game. They went 7 plays, 69 yards. Romero Flores took it in from 70 yards out. The Broncos had the lead 7-0 with 12:17 to play in the first quarter. It was in Briar Cliff. They got the ball. Hastings forced the Chargers to punt. Hastings got a block punt. They recovered at the 15-yard line. 4 plays later, they were in the end zone. The Broncos had an early 14-0 lead. Briar Cliff came right back, went seven plays and 78 yards on their next possession. They got a 50-yard touchdown pass from Kevin Van Egden to Tyler McGee. Following the extra point, it was 14-7 in favor of Hastings. And following a nice punt return for Briar Cliff, took the ball down to the 20-yard line of Hastings. They went five plays, got a five-yard touchdown pass from Van Egden to Reggie Williams. After the PAT, the score was tied up at 14 points apiece. Still in the first quarter, Josh Johnson then intercepted a pass for Hastings and returned it 28 yards for a touchdown. Hastings had the lead 21-14. Briar Cliff came right back on the next kickoff return. The ensuing kickoff, LaVon Wright goes 99 yards for a touchdown. So at the end of the first quarter, we had 42 points on the board already. It was tied up at 21 points apiece. The scoring continued in the second quarter. Briar Cliff gave up a 28-yard pass play from Matt Overmiller to Darvante Knight. Hastings had a 28-21 lead with 10:22 to play in the first half. Then Briar Cliff got a field goal from Patrick Tagogna of 27 yards, 28-24 Hastings. Briar Cliff went ahead on a 14-yard touchdown run from Mitch Heikist. Following the two-point conversion, the Chargers led 32-28, and then Hastings scoring right before halftime as Matt Overmiller connects to Austin Curley on a 21-yard touchdown pass. And following the PAT, it came to an end in the first half with Hastings out on top by a score of 35-32.
Give you some halftime numbers here brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Briar Cliff in the ball game. Rushing yards, 115 yards on 20 carries for Briar Cliff in that first half. Van Egden went all the way at quarterback there. He was 7 of 15, a couple of interceptions in the ball game. Actually, two TDs and two interceptions in the first half, 123 yards for Van Egden. 35 offensive plays, 238 total yards of offense for Briar Cliff in that first half. Look at a few other numbers down here. Penalties, they were penalized 3 for 35 yards. Time of possession, 13:57 for Briar Cliff. Rushing the ball, no surprise here. Mitch Heikas, 14 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Van Egden with two carries and 19 yards. In receiving, Tyler McGee has three catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown. And Brent Van Meiden, three catches and 43 yards. Again, kick returns. They did credit that at 99 yards. LaVon Wright with one return, 99 yards, and that was for the touchdown there in that first half. For Hastings College, the Broncos rushed it 25 times for 110 yards. Matt Overmiller has gone all the way at quarterback. He was 11 of 23, no interceptions, 144 yards, and two touchdowns. The Broncos with 254 total yards on 48 offensive plays. So the Broncos well on their way to up around 100 offensive plays here in this ball game. Broncos penalized 5 for 39 yards, and their time of possession 16:03. You talk about third down conversions. Briar Cliff is 5 of 8. The Broncos 4 of 9. And fourth down conversions, the Broncos have gone for it once, and they were held out on fourth down. So 0-1, and Briar Cliff is yet to go for a fourth down conversion. Rushing the football today, Matt Overmiller leads the way. 8 carries, 54 yards. Flores has 9 for 36. Jacob Reynoso has 1 for 12, and Fowler just 11 yards on 4 carries. Again, Austin Curley leading the way, receiving 2 catches, 41 yards. He had a touchdown late in the second quarter. Wallman has 2 for 22. Hausch has 2 for 19. And Darvante Knight, 1 for 28. That went for a touchdown. But again, a wild, wild half of action. We've seen a little bit of everything, and I expect to see the same types of stuff. And I think Tony told you in the interview you had with him that it very well could come down to who has the football in the later stages of this game. We hope it's not the team in gold. This is a ball game that the Broncos really need a win. After losing the last two, they have not played very well. We'll see what kind of demeanor they come out of the locker room with, but the Broncos cannot take their foot off the gas pedal. They got out the 14-point lead, but really having a tough time defensively. The offense is going to have to find a way to score right with this Charger offense in the second half.
All right, so we're at halftime with the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings and Briar Cliff locked up in a dandy here today.
Hastings with a lead over Briarcliff, 35-32. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then we've got our halftime scoreboard show with Tyson Evronik, brought to you by the Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Center of Hastings. Again, at halftime, the Broncos with a lead over Briarcliff, 35-32. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more. This week's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Kira McGee from Littleton, Colorado. Kira, a 2017 sophomore majoring in health systems and nursing. She has a 3.21 GPA. Now, on the field, she has been a member of the varsity cross country and track team, and in the classroom is a resident assistant. Again, Kira McGee, your Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you in part by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that.
I grew up in India and then did residency in three different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with two little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard Show, presented by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. Call 402-463-0524.
And welcome into the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson Evronik with you for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Scoreboard Show as we take a look at games that are going on across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across Division I football as well. I'm still trying to catch my breath from listening to this Hastings College football game. We've had everything. Block punts, interception return for a touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown, ejection, two-point conversion. Unbelievable. Football game being played there. It's 35-32. Hastings College Broncos out on top. Elsewhere across the GPAC, a game currently going on in progress as we are watching here the Morningside Mustangs run up and down the field on this kick return. That's going to be... He might take that one to the house. Anyways, 34-10, the Morningside Mustangs lead the Midland Warriors. That's midway through the second quarter. A long, long kick return has got Morningside in scoring position again, so look for that score to change before we even get out of here for halftime. Again, 34-10, Mustangs on top of the Warriors. The Doan College Tigers, they lead Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 27-23. That is a halftime score, and that is the 100th meeting between those two schools. So a special... game being played up in Lincoln as Doan, again, has a 27-23 lead over the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves in that football game. Concordia, well, much of the same story. Vaughn Thomas, the four-year quarterback there for the Concordia Bulldogs, he has officially done it. We've talked about him on the broadcast for all 4 years. Jimmy and Mike are probably going to go up to his graduation, give him a toaster, some other accessories for his graduation.
He has broken the school record there at Concordia University for the most touchdown passes, 53, and he might have more today as they're playing the Dort Defenders. Concordia leads Dort by the score of 28-7 at halftime. Again, Morningside leading Midland 34-10. That game currently taking place in the second quarter. Well, let's get you some final scores before we get you caught up on games currently in progress after we take our break. But East Carolina, the 22nd-ranked East Carolina Pirates, they beat SMU today in Division I play by the score of 45-24. It was Oklahoma State defeating Iowa State by the score of 37-20. Purdue has beaten Illinois, making Illinois, I think, 1-17 in Big Ten play for their head coach's era. 1-17 in Big Ten play. They lose another one to Purdue by the score of 38-27. Ohio State trounced Maryland in a Big Ten matchup. A newcomer, Maryland, of course, making their way into the Big Ten. And the 20th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes just absolutely trounced Maryland this afternoon by the score of 52-24. Marshall, they're undefeated on the season, undefeated in Conference USA play, as they defeat Old Dominion by the score of 56-14. The Thundering Herd thunder past Old Dominion 56-14. Middle Tennessee State, they beat Southern Miss today in Conference USA play by the score of 37-31. Army beat Ball State by the score of 33-24. And the Florida Gators beat Tennessee by the score of 10-9. Florida had to rally to beat Tennessee in that football game. SEC final, the Florida Gators and Will Muschamp beat Tennessee 10-9 this afternoon. When we come back on the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Scoreboard Show, we'll recap games that are currently going on in progress and get you set up for the evening games. It's all coming up on this halftime show.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the Executive Director of ASAP. ASAP is proud to introduce the Challenging College Alcohol Abuse Program in our community. Challenging College Alcohol Abuse is an evidence-based positive social norm campaign that works to reduce binge drinking episodes in college students. This program corrects misperceptions regarding attitudes towards alcohol and encourages the development of policies to maintain a safe environment for all students. For more information, please contact ASAP at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
Okay, here's what we have our eyes on in Division I football. Top 25 action, Florida State, Wake Forest. They've just kicked off this afternoon. We'll be keeping our eyes on that one. Alabama and Ole Miss have also kicked off in an SEC battle. Number 3, Crimson Tide, undefeated on the season, playing the Running Rebels, number 11th-ranked team in the nation. Also undefeated on the season, should be a good contest to watch there. Oklahoma and TCU, two undefeated teams, have kicked off. Big 12 play this afternoon. Baylor and Texas just kicking off as well. Same with Stanford and Notre Dame. Should be a classic football match there. That's in South Bend, Indiana, by the way, where Notre Dame is 2-0 at home. Wisconsin and Northwestern has just kicked off their football contest, so a lot of good top 25 action games just kicking off. Of course, later tonight, we have LSU versus Auburn. And, oh, there's a game being played in East Lansing, Michigan as well. That's got a 7 o'clock kickoff. Nebraska versus Michigan State. 5-0 Nebraska versus 3-1 Michigan State. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5. I lost track of where I was. Be on the Breeze 94.5, 7 o'clock kickoff there. It's going to be underway with some pregame show stuff from the Husker Sports Network here momentarily. But again, 7 o'clock kickoff, Nebraska at Michigan State. Again, recapping your GPAC scores, Doan leads Nebraska Wesley in 27-23. Concordia leads Dort by the score of 28-27. Morningside leads Midland 34-10. And Hastings College leading Briarcliff by the score of 35-32. Let's get you back out to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota, where Mike Will and Jim Purcell are standing by. Again, the ASAP Halftime Scoreboard Show. I'm Tyson Ivronik. We'll join you after the game for the fifth quarter to recap all the scores.
The Halftime Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse
all
Prevention.
Right. What do you want to hear? But
call 402-463-0524. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings and Briarcliff locked in a real dandy here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. 35-32 is their score at the break. Tony has got the troops back out here, and he immediately goes to the group of officials, and they are continuing to discuss the hit that Jacob Tarr put on McGee, Tyler McGee, the wide receiver for Briarcliff in the first half. They got Tarr thrown out of the ballgame. Tony kind of demonstrating a few things down here. Him being an old defensive coach and being the defensive coordinator, I'm sure he sees his way, but it was Tarr who got flagged for an illegal hit. He was thrown out of the ballgame. That's kind of sparked this first half of play. We've seen everything.
Well, it really has, and kind of a similar play happened. I believe that was Curley that was on a pass pattern, and he got hit up around the headgear as well. But to no avail, they didn't throw the flag on that one. They just let that one go incomplete. But again, the Broncos very late coming out. They just got out on the field here. There was under 2 minutes left to go here till kickoff. So obviously Tony with a lengthy conversation with his squad as they lead this ball game at halftime 35-32, and the second half kickoff is upon us.
Yeah, plenty of offense in the first half. Had some turnovers in the first half of play. Again, Hastings with 48 plays and 254 yards of total offense. Briarcliff 35 plays and 238 yards. Briarcliff is at two interceptions. They have lost a fumble. Hastings is a turnover free in the first half. So the Broncos sitting at plus three in the old turnover ratio today after going minus six in that category through the first four ball games. That's really been one of the differences of the ball game. We've been able to get some turnovers today.
Yeah, we have been. And the Broncos so far so good have held onto the football. We don't need the Broncos to get sloppy here as we start the second half of action. To start the second half out, Briarcliff will have the football. But again, it was a very entertaining. Whatever offense was on the field and had their hands on the ball, there was a lot of activity.
What do you mean offense? The defense has scored. Well, special teams has scored.
Oh, we had a long pass play for Briarcliff. So Van Egdom is going to get things cranked up. He's only thrown the football 14 times today, but he's connected a couple of touchdown passes. So going to be very interesting to see what Tom Ruthman has in store for this defense. Football teed up. We're ready to go. Second half action.
Where's that baby that was dancing on the Megatron?
Yeah.
Put him back in the crib. We're ready to go. Second half. So Hastings will kick off here. And it's going to be a little pooch kick as they returned one earlier today. It's going to be a fair catch called for at the 25-yard line. And immediately, kind of a late shot there delivered by a Briarcliff player, one of our guys running downfield. This game might get a little chippy. Might get a little chippy as it rolls on here this afternoon. I think this is a good rivalry between these two teams. But Hastings is the most penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff, they've been flagged on several occasions, too. They're number six in the conference, 75 yards in penalties per game. Hastings number one in that category at 94. So Briarcliff will start this drive from the 25-yard line. They go right to work. Heitkiss has got the ball at the 30, 35, and he bounces away out to the 40-yard line. Heitkiss just moves the ball right in the center of the defense for Hastings and brings the ball all the way out. They can mark the ball at the 39. So a pickup of about 14 yards in the play there by the junior running back of Laurel Concord.
95 yards now, 15 carries, and Heitkiss on his way to a 100-yard rushing day, but that's just a big hole off the right side, right between the right guard, right tackle. And Heikas did all the damage then, dragging a couple of Broncos with him. First down.
He's going to get the call again. Goes off of the right tackle. And this time he's going to be hit. Down he goes to the 40-yard line. Duren Colquitt got into him that time. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Colquitt says, not so fast, my friend. The junior out of Oklahoma City knocks him down. They'll give him a pickup of one. Second down and 9 yards to go.
Briarcliff moving from our right to our left here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. Indoors at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon, 35-32. It's like an arena football game today between Hastings College and Briarcliff with the Broncos out on top. Two wide receivers split out to the right side. One wide receiver will come to the left. Heikis is in the backfield. Second down and 9 yards to go. Van Egdom hands the ball away. Heikis again with the ball as he moves it across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. You don't think there's a lot of running room in there, but Heikis somehow finds a little seam. Picks up good yardage out to the 46. Kelly McBride into the stop there for the Hastings College defense.
Well, and again, he's a load of about 200 pounds and just has a low center of gravity. Very strong, able to drag a couple of Broncos there. That was good for seven. Going to bring up a third down and about 2 yards to go. Heikis now over 100 yards rushing.
They fake the ball to him. Van Egdom wants to throw, throws the ball downfield. Hello. Hello. Who's home? There was nobody down there.
Now, the nearest receiver was at the 50-yard line. The line of scrimmage is the 46.5-yard line, and the ball landed at the 15-yard line.
Hello. Well, that was a blown play there.
Oh, my.
So it's an incomplete pass. We don't care. It's going to bring up a fourth down.
Now we're going to get the football back.
Angel Landoros comes into the ball game now to do the punting. Averages 38.2 yards per kick. His longest one has been 50. He stands at his own 31-yard line. Romero Flores is back deep for Hastings. He's back to the 15. Here comes the Broncos pressure. They can't get to it. Flores goes over to the far side to grab the ball at the 21, and that's where Hastings College will start first down and 10 from the 21. I think that was the most overthrown ball I have seen in the history of me doing football games. That was like a totally blown coverage of about 40 yards.
I was going to say, yeah, about a 40-yard overthrow. Usually you see 5 to 10, but, 40 yards. Nobody, the back judge was the closest individual on the field to that one, but fair catch by Flores. Broncos take over the 21-yard line first possession here in this second half. They lead 35-32.
So Hastings with the opening possession here. See what they can do offensively. They're moving from our left to our right. Over Miller, cocks the arm, throws the ball. It's caught here at the 25-yard line to the 30, out to the 34. That's Jordan Wallman, the tight end, grabbing the ball there as he moves the ball out to the 34-yard line. Nice catch and run there. It's a first down. Tackle is made in there by Briarcliff. And on the stop is Derek White, number 38.
Three receptions, 35 yards for Jordan Wallman. And again, not a very deep pattern, about 8 yards, but Over Miller hit him right in the chest, and Wallman did the rest of it. 13-yard gain out to the 34-yard line.
Here's a running play now with Romero Flores, and he is blasted at the 36-yard line. Kenny Thompson, a senior linebacker from Los Angeles, California, knocks down Romero Flores after a pickup of 3. Hastings going with a quicker pace again. They're well on their pace to getting up around 90, 95 plays running this football game here this afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say 48 at the halftime break, and they've already run a couple here. But, very quick pace for the Bronco offense.
Here's Overmiller, hands the ball away. No, he fakes it. Overmiller's got the ball at the 40, 45, 50. Look out, 45, 40. Overmiller, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Matt Overmiller. 63 yards for Matt Overmiller here on the opening possession of the second half.
Well, and again, a good play fake carried out. He handed the ball up, faked it up the middle of the field, and then just seen a seam off a left tackle, took it around the corner. And once he got around there, there's the replay on the big Videotron. Nobody close to Overmiller. He got out of the open, and Overmiller showed that he's got some pretty good wheels. Takes it in from 63 yards out. First rushing touchdown for Matt today. Hickey in for the point after.
Here's the ball. It's down on the pad. The kick is up there, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Matt Overmiller's high school coach, Bill Carlin, grinning from ear to ear this afternoon. 11:59 to play in the third quarter. Hastings has a 10-point lead. It's the Broncos 42 and the Chargers 32.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the executive director of ASAP for Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. ASAP stands for Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and is a nonprofit organization. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. We provide information, education, and support to the recovery community. If you would like more information about the services ASAP provides, please contact us at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football for us this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Matt Overmiller going 63 yards for the score. Morningside out on top of Midland at halftime, friends. Morningside 41, Midland 10. That's a team that's averaging 80 points per ball game. They're all on pace to getting out here this afternoon. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded there at the 25-yard line. They're going to run it this time. Still on his feet at the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. As he goes to the far side, he's going to be brought down right there. So a short man again. That's E.J. Ozuski. The cornerback on defense grabs the ball on a short kick. Hastings not in any hurry to kick to the deep mid after they returned it 99 yards for the touchdown in the first half.
Yeah, we haven't seen one past the about the 30-yard line since that touchdown return. So Briarcliff comes out onto the field. They were three and out the last time they got the football. And they'll have the ball at about the 20, call it the 27, 28-yard line.
All right, Briarcliff moving from our right to our left. Hastings now has a 10-point lead. No lead is too safe here in this ball game. 42-32. There's a running play. Look out, 35 to the 40. Still has feet, 45 out to the 50-yard line. And finally brought down. Ike is carrying the ball there. He is finally tackled on the play by Eric Wiley of Hastings. But not before he bust off a big play all the way out to the 50-yard line. First and 10 for Briarcliff.
For Hikas, 125 yards now on 18 carries. We're making him look like a Heisman contender. Tyler Harris had a blown tackle. He hit him around the waist and kind of slid all the way down to his ankles and then let him go. 21 on the game out to the 49-yard line. Again, the Bronco D giving up some big plays.
All right, wide receivers will be spread across the complete field here from sideline to sideline. Here's a handoff to Heikis again. Cuts her back across the 50 to about the 46-yard line. So a short pickup. Hastings stops him there. McBride is there. Casey Malafua is there for the Hastings College defense. So we'll give him a pickup of about 6 yards in a play. Second down and four. Ryan Cliff with the ball now at the Hastings College 46-yard line. Broncos have scored here in the third quarter on that big 63-yard run by Matt Overmiller to give him a little bit of a cushion at least. It's now a 42-32 ball game. Two wide receivers out to the left side, one wide receiver to the right. There's Kevin Van Agden, turns, hands the ball. Heikist has got the ball. Heikist is hit as he... Three yards to go. Ball is sitting right at the 44 of Hastings. So a big third down conversion coming up here, or an attempted conversion for Briarcliff. As they check their play cards here, Briarcliff on the season converting on 33% of their third down conversions. They're not going to get there. This time is going to be stacked up. Heikens got the call, and he is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. That's McBride there for Hastings College on defense. Also Tyler Murphy up there in that defensive line. Now Briarcliff will be looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and three, and they're going to go for it here. Big play for the Hastings College defense from the 44-yard line of Hastings. Fourth down and three. Van Agden with his arms outstretched here, waiting for the snap. Backs away, looks at the offensive coordinator on the far sideline, getting the final play call here. They all check their play cards again. 9:37 to play here in this third quarter, and now we got a timeout called. A timeout call here from Briarcliff. So they let the time tick down. Then they call the timeout. They want to talk things over here. We got a fourth down and three when we come back from the Hastings College 44-yard line. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 42, Briarcliff 32.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Doan College Tigers have gotten ahead of Nebraska Wesleyan 34-23. Doan has got the lead in that 100th meeting. Here comes a punt now from Briarcliff. They knock the punter down. Flag comes down. Romero Flores grabs the ball on a fair catch at the 16-yard line. And the punter, Angel Landeros, is down here for Briarcliff. And we're going to have a roughing the kicker call in Hastings. So a roughing the kicker call there on Hastings College.
Dylan Hill, the guy that run into the punter, and he continues to stay down on the seat of his pants at the 45-yard line. But again, he claims he tipped the football, but the officials aren't going to buy it.
So they carry Landeris off of the field now. There's a couple of players in the far sideline come in to help their punter off of the field. Tony is down here on the near sideline pleading his case that, yeah, maybe the ball was tipped. The officials don't agree. And Tony's about 0 for 20 on his calls that he's contending with the officials here today.
Tony's not too far away from losing his composure. He's been really close a couple of times, but, man, they bring the football all the way down inside the 30-yard line. Hastings spotted at the 29-yard line. They carry the punter off and get him to the paint, and then he walks his way to the bench.
So first down and 10 for Brian Cliff following the roughing the kicker call. Here's a pass that's going to be overthrown. Trying to take the ball into the end zone. That baby was overthrown. Trying to get it to McGee again. McGee drew double coverage from the Hastings College secondary. It's an incomplete pass. Second down, now 10 yards to go. From the 29-yard line of Hastings, we're in the third quarter with 9:20 to play. Hastings leading by 10, 42-32.
We talked about Van Egden early in the game. He's a big quarterback in there at 6'4", but strong, strong arm. He's a southpaw. He's got that left-hander. Winds up and throws a pretty strong football.
There's a handoff. That's Heikis with the ball, following his blocker through there across the 25, down to the 20-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Hayden Jones, coming up from his defensive secondary slot to make the stop there for Hastings. Also, Darren Colquitt helping out there. It's third down now for Briarcliff. They've got the ball down here at the Hastings College 21-yard line. Third down and a couple of yards to go. Van Egden hands the ball away. That's going to be Heikis again with the ball as he's got the first down. He's tackled after about a 3-yard gain. Jones is there again. Eric Wiley is there for Hastings. But now before the Chargers get a fresh set of downs. So a first down for the Chargers now with 8:48 to play in the third quarter.
Heikis rushed for, what, 196 yards just a week ago? Stands right now at 143 yards. He's well on his way to another big game today.
There's Van Egden. He wants to throw the ball down in the corner of the end zone. The ball's going to be incomplete. Getting twisted around down there is Brent Van Meiden. He had a step or two on the defensive secondary, but the ball was thrown to his wrong shoulder, and he was kind of got all twisted around there, and his body was all out of place, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10 now from the Bronco 18-yard line.
Gilden on coverage down there. A lot of Vans on this team. There's Van Dusen, Van Egden, and Van Meiden.
They're all playing right now.
They're all out on the field.
Yeah, second down and 10 yards to go from the Hastings College. Looks like 17-yard line. There's a running play there, and he's going to be spilled as he just takes it up in the middle of the defense there. That was Casey Malafula that brings him down. That was Heikis again carrying the ball. But he runs into Casey Malafula, is in there now on the defensive line for Hastings. A pickup of only about a yard in the play. We'll call it third down and still about 9 yards to go. Ball is still sitting between the 16 and 17-yard line. It's on the far side hash mark. Three wide receivers now to the line of scrimmage. They'll split out to the left side of the formation. One wide receiver will go to the right. Heikis to the backfield. They fake the ball to him. Van Egden cocks the arm. He's in trouble. Here comes the Hastings College pressure. He throws the ball to the near sideline. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds down here by Hastings. Good play defensively. That was Alex Gilden over here again for the Broncos on defense. So a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. And here comes the field goal team out there for Brian Clough.
Tell you what, Casey Malafu again got through there, put a lot of pressure on Van Egden, and just tried to make something out of nothing. Had three receivers down here in the left part of the end zone, but that one there just tipped out of bounds. Good pressure by the Bronco D, and now our Canadian kicker into the ball game for Briarcliff.
Patrick Tacogna, on the field here from the 23-yard line, a 33-yard field goal attempt. The ball is up there, and the kick goes right to the uprights. No, it does not. It sails off of the right side. It is no good, so the 33-yard field goal is missed there by Tacogna, who missed a couple of field goals last week in their ball game against Dort. He blows one here, and Hastings College holds. They get the football back with 7:46 to play.
Well, you don't want to miss too many opportunities in a game like this. The Broncos now out to a 10-point lead. We've seen them jump out to a 14-0 lead early in this ball game, and that got all for naught. So, but a squandered opportunity there by Tom Rethman's Chargers.
All right, Overmiller in the offense back out here for Hastings. Overmiller wants to throw, swings it out here. It's caught here by Romero Flores. Eludes one man at the 21-yard line, brings it at the 25 to the 26. He is brought down. A good pickup there on first down. As Romero Flores catches the ball out here and brings the ball to about the 26-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 6 yards in a play. Second down and four. The Broncos quickly up to the line of scrimmage again. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. One running back to either side now of our quarterback, Matt Overmiller. Matt waiting for the snap from Landon Arnold. He's got it. Hands the ball away. Sweep right side across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. Romero Flores moves the ball from the 26 out to the 33. A pickup of 7 yards in the play. Here comes Caleb Kufo into the ball game now for Hastings at fullback. Hastings will get a first down here. Clock is running with 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. There's a handoff again to Flores across the 35, out to the 38-yard line. So the Broncos showing the Chargers that, hey, they can run the football too.
Well, and Romero Flores doing such a great job. We'll go back to that play before, just so patient. Once he gets the handoff, put his hand on a blocker out in front of him, was able to find his way around for 8 yards. That one there will give him close to 5, actually 4. Second down, we'll call it 6. The ball out to the 37-yard line.
So Hastings waiting on his snap. They've got it. Overmiller has got the ball across the middle. It's going to be caught out here at the 45-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. It is. Hanging on the football there is a Jordan Wallman. The Hastings offense is number 2 in the conference in scoring offense, number 2 in total offense, number 2 in rushing offense, and the number 1 passing team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 302.8 yards per ball game. Hastings gets a first down here out to the 46. Overmiller again wants to throw. Throws a near side. It's going to be caught out of bounds down here at the Charger 47. That is Austin Curley. So Hastings working this drive beautifully. They've moved the ball down into Briarcliff territory. They're moving the ball now against this Charger defense. So a pickup of about 8 yards into play. Second down and 2. Hastings with the ball at the Briarcliff. Looks like they're going to put it down at the 46. Darvante Knight goes in motion. Here comes the blitz. Overmiller throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to take the ball downfield to Noah Hausch. Overmiller was knocked down in the play. Getting through there, putting a hit on him, was big old Marshall Ellis at 300 pounds. That's the senior out of Atlanta, Georgia. So now Hastings looking at a third down and 2 situation. Third down and 2 from the Briarcliff 46.
And again, Overmiller had to throw that from the heels. Didn't able to be able to step into that football. A lot of pressure coming up the middle.
Briarcliff again showing a little bit of pressure there. Overmiller maybe checking off here in third down and 2. And now we've got a whistle, and I think we're going to have. You there?
All right, we appear to be having some technical difficulties again from the Dakota Dome and in Vermilion, South Dakota. Hastings College currently with the lead. We'll head back to Mike Will and Jim Purcell. I believe we've established a connection again. We'll head back to them for the continuation of Hastings College football against Briarcliff. You're on 1230 KHAS.
All right, but we're back here at Vermilion, South Dakota. Had a quick timeout call there by the Briarcliff defense. As we come back, we haven't missed anything. It's third down and 2 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 46-yard line of Briarcliff. The timeout has been completed. Hastings up to the line of scrimmage. Handoff here to Florence. He's got the first down and more down the sideline. 40, 35, down to the 32-yard line. Another hard run there by Romero Flores. So Hastings moves the sticks here. They move the ball down to the 32, a pickup of 14 yards in the play by Romero Flores.
Very patient run again by Flores. Took it off right side, followed his blockers, had to stop and accelerate twice on that play, but picked up good yardage deeper into Charger territory down at the 32-yard line. Broncos on a roll again.
5:40 to play here in the third quarter. Romero Flores is going to get the call. This time he's going to be drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. And making the play on the ball there was Matt Miller, the defensive end out of Moraine, Ohio. He's been on a couple of tackles here today for the Briarcliff Chargers. A loss in the play back here to the 36-yard line. That was a loss of 4 yards in the play.
So a second down and 14 yards to go. Hastings moving from our left to our right. That's Reynoso now going in motion for Hastings. There's a pass play across the middle. It's going to be caught here at the 30-yard line, down to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. They get the ball there to a Jacob Reynoso as he grabs the ball. Hastings now looking at a third down conversion here. An attempted third down conversion, about 3 yards to go. Broncos quickly up to the line of scrimmage again.
Second reception for Reynoso here this afternoon, picks up nearly 10 yards.
Here's a running play up inside. That's going to be Flores. Breaks outside the numbers, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's into the end zone for the score. And we got a penalty flag down. I think that's going to be on Briar Cliff. They were trying to get a man off of the field, Jimmy. I think they're going to have too many men on the field. This touchdown should stand from 24 yards out.
Did they actually signal the touchdown? I did not see an indication down here in the corner. We're kind of blinded from the pylon here.
Well, they just stood the pylon back up. We'll get the indication here from the officials.
Yep, it's good.
All right, it's going to be a touchdown here for Romero Flores as he takes it in, gets it into the corner of the end zone. Hastings running these plays so quickly, Jimmy, that Briar Cliff tried to make a defensive change there, and the big guy, Marshall Ellis, he's big. He don't run real fast. He didn't get off the field.
No, he didn't. And Flores, for him, second touchdown run of the afternoon, and the PAT by Hickey is up, and it is good. So, yeah, the second touchdown run by Romero Flores, good blocking downfield by Hastings College, and they extend their lead here.
All right, we got 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings has the lead as the Broncos 49 and the Chargers 32.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu.
Broncos now out to a 17-point lead. We've seen a 14-point lead squandered away in that first quarter. Keep the foot pedal down to the floor. You've got your foot on their throats. Crush them. Crush them. And I don't expect a very long kickoff here as it is a short one down to the 24-yard line.
They come up to grab the ball, though, at the 25, back to the 30, 35 out to the 40-yard line. So Wright, the guy who returned the 99-yarder in the first half of play, comes up and actually grabs that ball in the short kickoff. They're on the shenanigans of the Hastings College kickoff team here. Wright comes up to grab the ball and a pretty good return out to the 41. So it's first down and 10. The Broncos have scored twice now here in the second half. A 63-yard touchdown by Matt Overmiller and a 24-yard run in that last possession by Romero Flores. Hastings now out on top, 49-32. As we play here in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. This is the quarterback, Kevin Van Egden, back out there now for the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. He's got wide receivers all over the place here. Chargers may elect to just go to the passing game now with them trailing in the ball game, but why not? Here's Robert Wilson carrying the ball. He coughs up the pig, but I think he was down as he brings the ball down to the Hastings College 47. So Robert Wilson is into the ball game now, spelling Mitch Heikis for the time being. Robert Wilson brings the ball into the Bronco territory, picks up a first down and more as he brings the ball to the 47 of Hastings.
Huge hole off the left side, and Wilson, not a very big guy. He really resembles Darvante Knight, but very quick, was able to get downfield into Bronco territory at the 46-yard line. Now Briar Cliff on the move.
Robert Wilson has got more hair than Devontae. Here's Van Egden looking at his play card. He's got the troops set up with trips out to the right side. He looks that way, cranks up. He comes back the other way. That's McGee. Grabs the ball at the 15 down to the Hastings College 13-yard line. McGee grabs the ball, makes the reception down there at the 13-yard line. Johnson back in coverage for Hastings, but a beautifully thrown ball there by Kevin Van Egden.
34 on the pass and catch. And again, they pick on the freshman that's in there in replace of Jacob Tarr. Giving up big plays again. That was a big, big gain inside the Bronco red zone. They'll spot it down at the 12-yard line, first and 10 here for Briar Cliff.
Down to 3:43 to play here in the third quarter. There's Wilson with the ball. Cuts back 10. He's at the 5-yard line. He's at the 2-yard line, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. And did he cough with a pig down there? Let's see. There's a big style up. There's a big pileup down there in the end zone. Wilson takes it into the end zone, and Hastings College comes up with a football in the end zone. Are you kidding me? Robert Wilson had a touchdown. He coughs up the pig just as he comes across the goal line. Hastings, I didn't get the number because there were so many people down there. Hastings comes up with a football and a touchback, and the Broncos averts a scoring strike there from Brian Clough.
That is the second fumble for Wilson here today, and it's led to scoring drives. Hastings College will see what they can do with it here at the 20-yard line, but in the first half, Wilson fumbled the football. The Broncos took it in for six. Briarcliff had the touchdown, but he fumbles the ball away. And now the Bronco offense leading by 17 back out on the field.
Here's Overmiller. He cranks up. He's going to take a shot downfield. The man is out there. He makes the catch at the 40-yard line. Incomplete. He can't hang on to the football. That was Noah Hausch. Hausch had his hands on it down there for Hastings. The ball was broken up there by A.J. Ozuski for the Briarcliff Chargers. This has been an entertaining football game. Briarcliff with a chance to draw closer to Hastings here in the third quarter. They blow that chance by coughing up the football in the end zone. 3:26 to play now in the third quarter. Hastings with the lead. Here's a handoff, and that's going nowhere. They try to run her right up the pipe there, and nothing but gold shirts. Running the football there was Jake Fowler of Hastings. Fowler gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Now the Broncos on a couple of plays, looking at third down and 10 yards to go.
Tell you what, Dr. Joe Holtzclaw dialing up the home run ball, trying to get it to Hausch on the prior play. That was nearly a great reception right in front of Tom Rethman in the Charger bench. But again, that one there, again, the penetration was very good by the guys in gold. They bring Fowler down about a half-yard loss, third down here. Big third down play here for the Broncos. 2:50 and counting left to go here in the third quarter.
Overmiller has got the ball again. Here comes the pressure. Overmiller stands in the pocket. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught by Fowler. Breaks away from one man. Breaks away from two men. Across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Not going to be enough for a first down. So a little short pass play. It's right across the middle between the two hash marks. Fowler grabs the ball. Made a couple of quick moves there that eluded a couple of would-be tacklers, but not enough as he brings the ball to the 28 officially in his fourth down and two.
Tell you what, I think Jake Fowler was hit by at least one every person on that defensive front there for Briarcliff. A great run, great effort to try to get it up to the chains, but a couple of yards short, and the Broncos will punt.
LeBron Wright will be back to grab the ball here. End over end kick, bounces. Wright grabs the ball at the 28, jukes man at the 30. Look out, 35, 40, 45, 50, down the sideline of the 40, to the 30-yard line, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and he's run out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness, and Eric Wiley absolutely got blasted, knocked his helmet off. This is going to be a penalty, and now we got players down inside the 5-yard line. The return man is down.
That's right.
That over there for Hastings College is Tanner Paxton. He's up trotting off the field, but the return guy is laying on his back. Holy cow, what a series of...
Now Wright's down here inside the 5-yard line. Wiley is going to come off the field under his own power. That's going to be an illegal hit on the Briarcliff. I don't know what they're yelling about here. Hastings got flagged by the penalty earlier. But Eric Wiley was absolutely leveled on a play. And Tony's going to call his team over here and make sure they're under control here. The return man is right. He is down here, down inside the 5-yard line, right on the sideline.
Boy, that was one of them blind shots. Wiley did not even see it coming. And as he turned to go downfield to try to make the tackle, there was a guy, and that you could almost call that a targeting because Wiley didn't see him, and he hit him so hard it knocked his helmet off, rolled about 7-8 yards away from Wiley. He was able to come off the field. That's a tough kid, and they're examining Wiley on the near sidelines.
And now Wright, he is up. He is angry as he walks down the sideline for a Briarcliff. He is not a happy camper, and inside the closed dome here, so they're going to rule a foul here and an illegal hit. That was the one on Eric Wiley. Wright, he is on his feet after being tended to, and he is jawing with whoever wants to listen to him.
Yeah, he's jawing to Hastings College. Something happened, and I was watching Wiley back here at about midfield, but something happened down there. I wish they'd show the replay again on the video screen here, but both coaches better get a hold of their teams, and the officials better be ready to get this game under control. Things are starting to get out of hand down on the field.
So we got 1:52 to play in the third quarter. As a result of all this, instead of having Briar Cliff down inside the 5-yard line and a nice punt return, they've got the ball on their own 38. They're moving from our right to our left. I think you're right, Jimmy. Things are getting a little bit on the edge here.
Pretty chippy.
Here's Van Egden with the ball. He hands it away to Heikis as he brings the ball to about the 40-yard line. So a running play, a safe running play out to about the 40-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Hastings. That's Wally Eo into the stop there for the Broncos. A pickup of 2 yards in the play.
Been watching for Eric Wiley. Have not seen him come back into the game. Like I said, he was able to get off underneath his own power after that big, big shot.
Here's a Van Egden. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Going to try a home run ball down the right sideline. The ball is going to be incomplete. Incomplete down here. A diving attempt made inside the 20-yard line. Down there was Tyler McGee for Briar Cliff. So an incomplete pass. And it's not going to bring up third down and 8 yards to go. Tony didn't tell me that Briar Cliff plays dirty when I talked to him during the week. He didn't use those words. But he says, look out. These guys, I think he used the word aggressive.
Yeah.
These guys.
Technical difficulties over at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. We will get right back out as soon as possible to Mike Wilgen Purcell, Hastings College, Briar Cliff. Things getting a little chippy out there. We'll go back for the call.
All right, we're back here at the Dakota Dome. They have a quarterback scramble, and they pick up the first down here at the 49-yard line. Maybe the folks from Briar Cliff, they're inhibiting our radio broadcast here today as things get out of control here today.
Yeah, they are back on that play. Van Egden forced out of the pocket. Good pressure by Hastings College. Able to pick up 8 yards and a first down out towards midfield.
Here's a high cast inside handoff. He brings it across the 50 down to about the 48-yard line. Maofua is there. Eo is there for Hastings. Most of the Bronco off their defense right there making the stop on the inside handoff. It's going to bring up a second down. That was a pickup of 3 yards in the play. You're listening to Bronco football today here on 1230 KHAS. 49-32 is the score. Hastings out on top. But Briar Cliff trying to get back into the football game here. They got the ball in Hastings College territory at the 48-yard line. Van Egden, the quarterback, sets, fires, incomplete pass. The man making a cut to the sideline there. It was incomplete. Trying to get the ball over there to Freddie Fields. Freddie Fields, a junior from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Eric Wiley back on the field. The Tougher to $2 steak product from Eagle, Idaho, back out there after a big, big shot. Good to see there.
All right, so Wiley back out there. He's the leading tackler for the Hastings College defense. Third down now. Third down at about 7 yards to go. Briar Cliff with the ball at the Hastings College 48-yard line. In the closing seconds of the third quarter, Van Egden wants to throw the ball deep, flushed out of the pocket. He throws the ball incomplete. Incomplete. Hastings College defense holds. Great pursuit there by Hastings. Darren Colquitt was the guy putting the pressure on the quarterback, Kevin Van Egden. And now Briar Cliff will have to punt the football away with 18 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Darren Colquitt has had a whale of a game. He has been in that backfield and chasing Van Egden all around the field today. Has not been very lucky in getting his hands on him, but he's made him nervous. Gave him some happy feet. Now we got an extra player running on the field. Now he's going to get off. In punt formation, Flores stands at his own 10 to field.
Landeros is back deep. He was injured on a...
He touched his knee on the turf.
The whistle sounds here.
He went down to field this snap, and his knee hit the 38-yard line.
And that's going to be the case, Jimmy. Good spot. Hastings will have the ball at the 34-yard line of Briar Cliff, so it was a low snap. And Landeros goes down to one knee to grab it. That would be all right on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's not good on Saturdays. And Landeros kicks the ball, and all of a sudden the whistle sounds. And he touches his knee down, so Hastings gets a break here. This is as good as a punt block.
Yeah,
again,
really.
The special teams are playing a big role in this football game today. Hastings will have the ball at the 33-yard line of Briar Cliff. So the Chargers self-destructing here in the second half. Kind of losing their cool here.
Yeah.
Landeros goes down, so Hastings gets the ball at the 33-yard line. Matt's going to take a shot here. The ball is going to be caught. Austin Curley across the 30, down to the 27-yard line. We're down to 8 seconds to play, and I'm sure this will be probably the last play, but Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. 49-32 is the score. Clock is running down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. We're in the third quarter. 2 seconds, 1 second. And let's see, we got some movement up on the offensive line for Hastings. This is the clock reaches zero. And let's see if they're going to call this. That was after the clock expired, so no penalty here. That's just going to be the end of the third quarter. So a penalty occurred after the play clock and the game clock went to zero. So we have reached the third quarter mark. Three quarters in the books here this afternoon with action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The score, it's Hastings 49, Briarcliff 32.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
I was just thinking during the break, is there anything that possibly could happen in football that we haven't seen yet?
We have seen about everything.
Yeah,
we really have, other than the, I don't know. We've seen it all. Pick sixes, we've had an entertaining three quarters of football. Quickly, third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. I'll get to some individual numbers, but both teams going up and down the field. The Chargers with 357 yards of total offense. The Broncos, 431, and they've got the football inside the 30-yard line of Briarcliff.
All right, Overmiller has got the ball. Penalty flags are down. A pass that's going to be incomplete as they take it to the far side. Somebody, I think, jumped off sides there for Briarcliff. So Matt had a free play and he took a home run shot down the right sideline. It was incomplete. Bronco offense pointing toward the defense.
Some leading rushers for Briarcliff. Mitch Hikas has gone all the way there. 26 carries, 147 yards and a touchdown for Hastings College. Overmiller leading the way rushing. 9 carries, 117 yards and a touchdown. Leading receivers, it's Curley for the Broncos with 4 for 59. On the other side receiving, Tyler McGee, 4 for 110. And again, the Broncos with 431 yards, 65 offensive plays run by Hastings College so far through three quarters, 59 for Briarcliff. This has been an entertaining ball game, to say the least.
Hastings are the fresh 5 yards there. I think it was a call on Ryan Babcock for being offsides on the defense, trying to force some pressure on Matt Overmiller. So it's first down and 5. There's a pass that's going to be incomplete. Across the middle, it's a short pass, but Hastings can't control it. That was Curley as the ball goes off of his fingertips. But now it's second down and 5 yards to go. The Broncos with the ball at the 23 or Briarcliff.
Look at Matt Overmiller's numbers. 18 of 32, 210 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Overmiller in the ball game. And again, he's had 4 different targets out there today, and he looks now at a second down and about 5 yards. The ball at about the 23-yard line.
Hastings out on top. We're in the fourth quarter. It's 49-32. The Broncos looking for more. There's a handoff to Fowler trying to get outside. He's at the 25 to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet and then spun down right at the 20-yard line. So Fowler making the move outside. Tackle is made in there by Briarcliff, a big boy out there. And it's going to be Savino LeBron. That's a sophomore defensive end from Deschler at 265 pounds. Third down and 2 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 20-yard line. Inside handoff again. Fowler with the ball. He's got room. Spins to the 15. He's brought down right there. But that should be enough for a first down.
Got an injured Charger down there, the one that made the tackle.
Yeah, he's down flat on his back now down here with an injury at the 17-yard line. But Fowler picks up the first down for Hastings College as the Broncos are marching toward the goal line here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break, and it's an injury timeout. 14-22 to play in the ball game. Hastings 49 and Briarcliff 32.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
I think the injured player down there is the guy who made the stop, Steve Trujillo. He's a free safety, a senior from Peoria, Arizona. And now he is up. He's going to make his way off of the field here.
We'll see what Hastings College elects to do here. Joe Holtzclaw out talking to Matt Overmiller. He's the doctor of that offense this season. I was just looking down here. Noah Hausch, this would be a perfect opportunity with the football just inside the 15-yard line to hit a little fade pattern or to go to Hausch. We'll see what he dials up.
You and everybody else in the arena think that as Noah Hausch comes to the left side here on first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Overmiller is waiting for the snap. Looks to the near sideline. Now with the offensive coordinator. Here's a pitch play. It's going to go to Fowler. Eludes one man. Fowler's going to be brought down at the 15. So no gain in the play. Fowler is chopped down in the play as he tried to get outside to use his speed to get into the end zone. All for naught. And it's second down and 10 yards to go. Same formation as Hollis is going to come to the left side of the formation. Now this is the wide side of the field. As the ball is on the far side hash mark, maybe just move the ball over there to maybe run the fade pattern on this play. Here comes a man in motion now. It's Darvante Knight. Overmiller pumps once. Now he throws the ball into the end zone. A jump ball down there, incomplete. So they throw the ball into the end zone. Noah Hausch driving a double coverage or drawing double coverage down here. Pass was overthrown. Now it's third down and 10 yards to go.
Good coverage there by Briar Cliff. Free safety coming over to help the other D-back on Noah Hausch tips the football away. Hausch not able to get a hand on it. So the Broncos will look at a third down, third and 10, the ball at the 15-yard line.
Jonathan Carter is the guy that's drawing Hausch defensively as they come to the left side of the formation again. Third down and 10 yards to go for Hastings from the Briarcliff 15-yard line, trying to attack on another seven right here. There's a pass. He's going to be caught there by Bone. Bone has got the ball to 17. He's to the 10-yard line to the 5, and he's brought down inside the 5-yard line. So Trevor Bone makes the reception there. The tackle is made back there by Briar Cliff in the secondary. Making the stop is Devin Yabo. Yabo, the senior from Peoria, Arizona. Now the Broncos knocking on touchdown door. First down and goal down here at the Briar Cliff 3-yard line.
Trevor Bone, 12-yard gain.
There's a handoff. It goes to Fowler, and Fowler takes it down to about the 2. He is wrapped up and thrown down to the turf by Matt Miller, a senior defensive end from Moraine, Ohio. A pickup down to about the 2.5-yard line. We're down to under 13 minutes to play in the ball game. The Broncos trying to break a 2-game losing streak here this afternoon. They'll play number 1-ranked Morningside coming up next Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex. Matt Overmiller waiting for the snap here on this second down and goal situation from the 2.5-yard line. Matt's got the ball. Pitch play comes to Fowler trying to get outside the numbers. He's going to be ridden out of bounds. So loss in the play back to the 6-yard line. Good job defensively wrapping it up and throwing him out of bounds by Kenny Haynes.
Caleb Kufel leading the way there. Tried to put a block on Haynes. And Dovity's legs, Haynes just simply hurdled. Kufel was able to get his hands on Fowler, bring him down for nearly a 3-yard loss. So not very good blocking there. Tell you what, at times, Briar Cliff has got more guys in our offensive backfield than we have. They have really done a pretty decent job today of getting in the backfield and disrupting plays.
So it's now third down and goal from the 6-yard line of Briar Cliff. Fowler in the backfield with a Caleb Kufel. They fake the ball to Fowler. Overmiller with the ball. His pass into the end zone is going to be caught and then dropped. Trying to get the ball to Austin Curley. Ball was caught and dropped there. Good defensive play by Briar Cliff.
That was another big shot on Austin Curley. And again, we talked about it, how Curley, always in the middle of the field, took a big, big shot, had his hands on the football, but they jar that one loose, and it'll be old Wayne Hickey into the ballgame to attempt a field goal.
So this is going to be set down at the 13-yard line from the far side hash mark. This will be a 23-yard field goal attempt for Hickey. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Broncos tack on 3 more, and we've surpassed the 50-point total here in this football game. We got 11 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the football game. The officials said, hey, all right, they're going to put it up on the scoreboard finally. 11:54 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Briar Cliff 32.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos connect on a field goal, and with 11:54 to play in the ball game now, we have built the largest lead we have had all day long today. It's 20 points at 52-32. Concordia picked up a win today. They're already finished in Seward. Concordia 38 and the Dort Defenders 14. There's the kickoff, and Briar Cliff runs the ball back down the numbers, 20-23 yard line. That's where Briar Cliff will start from their own 23.
I still don't feel safe with a 20-point lead.
I'm starting to feel a little safer.
Well, we had a 14-0 lead to start this ball game, and before we knew it, we were trailing in the ball game. Anything is possible in this game. And you can bet that Kevin Van Egdom is going to be dialing up probably a lot of passes here. Three wide receivers lined up the left side of the formation here for Van Egdom.
11:49 to play in the ball game from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings looking for their third win of the 2014 season. There's an inside handoff that's going to be, I think, Heike is still out there as he brings the ball close to the 30-yard line. So pick up on the play from the 23 onto the 29.5 yard line. We'll give him 6 yards in the play. Second down and 4 yards to go. Briar Cliff trailing by 20, keeping the ball on the ground. Here's Van Egdon. He wants to throw the ball. He throws it down to McGee. That's overthrown down here at the 30-yard line. McGee, he's got some speed. Taking the ball downfield, but that one was overthrown. Johnson is back in coverage for the Hastings College defense. Johnson has had a good day today. He's recovered a fumble. He's also got a pick six defensively. Now Briar Cliff looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 5 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 29-yard line of Briar Cliff, moving from our left to our right. Van Egdon throws the ball on the far side. The ball is going to be tipped in the air, and it's going to be grabbed. Grabbed here at the 35, out to the 40-yard line, out to the 43. The ball tipped into the air, and the wide receiver out there comes down with a football. That's going to be Fields. Fred Fields keeps his eyes on the ball and gets the reception anyway. Hastings got their hands on it, but couldn't come up with it.
Oh, and Alex Gilden was so close to a pick six there. He jumped the pattern, got in front of the receiver, and both of them collided about the time the ball hit. Went up in the air, good concentration, 11-yard gain, first down.
Van Egdon takes his shot downfield. That's going to be overthrown. An overthrown pass down at the Hastings College 30-yard line. The receiver out there for Briar Cliff was another guy we haven't seen all day today. That's Miles Jones. Miles Jones now in there is the fourth wide receiver for Briar Cliff as they go with the spread set. Two wide receivers to each side. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Chargers. There's an inside handoff again, carrying the ball across the 45 out to about the 46-yard line. So they keep the ball on the ground as they work against the Hastings College defense to the 46-yard line. That's Heikis carrying the ball again for Briar Cliff. Chargers now looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 6 yards to go from their own 46. Clock is running. We're down to 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from Vermilion, South Dakota this afternoon. So third down and 6 yards to go. Van Egdon wants to throw. His pass to the near side is going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Brent Van Meiden. That was grossly overthrown. Back here in coverage for Hastings was Hayden Jones in there at free safety for Jacob Tarr, who was thrown out of the ball game earlier today for an illegal hit. That occurred in the second quarter. So now it's fourth down and six, and we'll see what Briar Cliff elects to do here. It looks like their punting team is going to come on, trailing in the ball game 52-32.
Bronco D holds. Good job there defensively for Hastings College. Flores runs out on the field. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line to field what we think is an apparent punt. We haven't seen a fake punt yet.
And Doros is the guy back here. He will kick the ball away. Romero comes up, grabs the ball at the 23. He's back to the 25, puts on the brakes, and then he's snowed under at the 27-yard line, and Hastings will take over first down and 10 on their own 27. Spencer Sinclair was the guy down on the special teams to make the stop there for the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Hastings College football brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Been an enjoyable afternoon today in Vermilion, South Dakota, with Hastings out on top by 20 now at 52-32. Hastings looking to move back across the 500 mark on the season at 3-2. There's an inside handoff. Look out, a lot of room. 40, 45, 50 down to the 49-yard line. Romero Flores nearly got loose there for Hastings. Romero, he's having a good ball game today for the Hastings College offense.
22 yards on that gain. And again, Flores just very patient, getting the handoff, going off left side, letting his blockers get out in front of him, and then really accelerating nicely. Good gain out towards midfield. First down for the Broncos.
They mark him on the Hastings side of the 50-yard line. That's officially at the 49. First down and 10 for the Broncos. Here's Romero Flores again with the ball. He breaks outside to the sideline. He's going to be wrestled down and thrown down to the turf down here at the 46 of Brian Cliff. Another stop there for the Chargers. Coming up to make the stop with his strong side safety, Kenny Haynes, tosses him into the Broncos sideline. A pickup of 6 yards in a play by Romero Flores. Second down and 4 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Charger 46. Wide receivers again go left and right. Brian Cliff showing blitz here. On second down, over Miller checking off of the line of scrimmage. They hand it away again to Flores across the 45 to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Has put the ball into the stomach of Romero Flores, and he's taking this team right downfield. Tackle is made by Marshall Ellis, a senior from Atlanta, Georgia, downfield. Romero Flores is going to be ruled down here at the 34-yard line of Briar Cliff. It's a first and 10 for the Broncos. Hastings running the ball effectively here in this ballgame today.
Yeah, 18 carries, 130 yards, and a couple touchdowns for Flores. Great afternoon.
Wide receivers left and right on first down and 10. Again, they're showing blitz here. Overmiller looks to the near sideline. Holdsclaw makes the play selection. Overmiller waiting for the snap. He's got it. Hand off again. That's going to be Fowler who's into the ballgame. Spins to the 32, takes it inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Hastings just pounding the ball right at this Briar Cliff defense, and it looks like now that offensive line is really worn down, this defensive line of Briar Cliff.
Well, they really are, and one thing I've noticed out of our wide receivers, we got a great core on this team, but they do a great job blocking downfield, and again, Fowler gets loose out in the left side around the numbers, picks up nearly 7 yards, going to bring up a second down call as Overmiller looks to the sidelines again. This offensive line, I think, is finally wearing down this Briarcliff defense.
It's a pistol set. Now Fowler moves to the right side of Overmiller. That's a pass that's going to be caught down here at the 20-yard line, trying to get away down to the 17. So a completed pass as Overmiller goes over there to the far side of the field, and grabbing the ball for the Broncos that time was Glenn Wallace, I think, is into the ball game for Hastings, wearing number 17. Glenn Wallace in the contest for Hastings. He gets his first reception. He comes off of the field now as Hastings has got the ball first down and 10 down here at the Briar Cliff 18-yard line. A power pistol set as Overmiller waits for the snap here. First down and 10. They hand the ball away to Flores. Cuts back at the 15-yard line. Takes it outside 10. He's at the 5. He takes it into the end zone for this touchdown. Romero Flores takes it in from 18 yards out. And the Broncos are now out on top by a score of 32.
Flores now 20 carries, 148 yards, and count them, 3 touchdowns this afternoon. And what a nifty bit of running there by Flores. That play was designed to go up the middle, and he's seen a huge opening towards the right side of the formation, bounces it outside, goes in untouched, Hickey in for yet another point after.
Ball is down, kick is up, and Mr. Automatic sends that through the goalpost. It is good. An 18-yard touchdown run by Romero Flores. The point after touchdown is good. 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play in our football game this afternoon. Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 59, Briar Cliff 32.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Dancing Baby has returned on the Megatron inside the Dakota Dome here in Vermillion today.
Put the baby back on. What was dancing was, well, that was awful. They had the crowd cam going, and
there's the baby.
Yeah, there's the baby back on. Thank goodness. That
dancing in their diapers.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured that one out. Still have not figured that one out. Hastings out on top, 59-32. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Here's the run back, and they're going to be tripped up right about the 18-yard line. That's where Briarcliff will start from the 18. So Briarcliff will get the ball back here. Chargers, if everything stays the way it looks, going to drop to 1-3 in the conference, 1-4 overall. Hastings, a big win this afternoon. Hastings will go to 2-2 now in the conference. They'll inch above the 500 mark at 3 wins and 2 losses overall. Next up for Hastings, number one ranked Morningside, next Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex. Really looking forward to that one. There's a pass to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. We got a new quarterback in there now for Briarcliff as the second team is out there. Or nope, that's going to be Van Egden. He's still out there. Van Egden still in there for Briarcliff at quarterback. Passes incomplete to the far side, second down and 10.
I believe that was Kyler Goodwin for Hastings College. Now a senior defensive back from Omaha in there, did a nice job timing that perfectly, tipping the ball away.
Hastings got some new faces in the ball game with a big lead here at 59-32. There's a running play that's not going to go far. It gets it to the 22-yard line. That's a high kiss running the ball to the 22. A pickup of 3 yards in the play. So next week, Morningside in town to take on Hastings. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll be on the air with the Tony Harper Pepsi pregame show at 12 o'clock noon next week on 1230 KHAS. Third down, 7 yards to go for Briarcliff, working left to right here in the fourth quarter. Here's the quarterback, Van Egden. He's going to scramble out there, brings it across to 25, out to the 30, to the 31-yard line. That should be enough for a first down.
How do they say that? To be the best, you've got to beat the best?
Got to play the best.
Play the best.
And yeah, we're going to see the best next
week.
Boy,
we will. Boy.
They've got 50 points on the board this afternoon, 50 points plus. Doan has scored over 50. Nobody in the GPAC wants to play defense today. Here's Van Egden. He is hit as he throws the ball, but he's got a man out there. It's caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That's Tyler McGee again. He got a 50-yard touchdown pass earlier today. That one goes the distance. Van Egden was hit as he threw the football, but it was delivered right on the money to number 4, Tyler McGee, and he takes it into the end zone for the score.
Well, and they went after the freshman replacement of Jacob Tarr. That was... back in coverage, Josh Johnson got burnt. Receiver run right by him, 69 yards on that pass play. So Briarcliff not rolling over here. They attack on 6 as our Canadian kicker in for the PAT.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So Tyler McGee gets a touchdown here on a big reception of 69 yards. The PAT is good by Briarcliff. We got 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. We're back to a 20-point ball game. It's Hastings 59, Briarcliff 39.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles from Kirshner's Auto Corner. LaCrosse deals this week. A CXL Brown with 61,000 miles for $12,475. A 2010 CXL Silver in color with 46,000 miles for $17,275. Both vehicles loaded with leather, heated seats, V6 locks, windows, mirrors, and LA wheels. At Kirshner's Auto Corner at the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College now leading in the ball game by a score of 59-39. Great Plains Athletic Conference football in 1230 KHAS. Following our Bronco broadcast today, we'll have Nebraska volleyball. The Huskers picking up a big win last night over third-ranked Penn State at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Ohio State Buckeyes in for a meeting with the Huskers this afternoon. And as soon as we wrap up coverage here from Vermillion, South Dakota, and get to the post-game scoreboard show with Tyson Ervonik, we will join the Nebraska Sports Network for Nebraska volleyball today as the Huskers take on Ohio State. Here's the attempted onside kick, and that one was a rocket that goes to the far sideline. Hastings just let that ball go out of bounds. And the Broncos will get the ball back here. That ball was kicked way too hard.
Well, unofficially, both teams now over 500 yards of total offense. So
that's nothing new. We've seen that most of the year.
No, we have seen that, almost every game where both teams' combined yardage has been over 1,000 yards. We'll get the official numbers here at the end of this one. But, both teams cranking up the offense. The Broncos here will get the football at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, well, the ball went out of bounds on the far side.
You're going to see Jake.
And the ball went out of bounds, and they assess a five-yard penalty from where it went out of bounds. So Hastings will get the ball actually in Briarcliff territory at the 47-yard line.
Matt Overmiller's day is complete. Jason Gaines into the ball game, but a lot of the starting offensive linemen in there, so Gaines now gets his chance at quarterback.
All right, he's got a 59-39 lead to work with here this afternoon. We've got 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one as he hands the ball away, and that's going to go nowhere. Trying to sweep it to the left side. Carrying the football there for Hastings.
Sam Roll.
Yeah, we got to
a lot of new guys.
Got a lot of new folks out there for Hastings now. We got Gaines in there at quarterback. Also in there for Hastings College. Hopefully we brought our two deep here.
Seen Logan Davis. He's in the football game for Hastings College.
Jordan Brown is in there at one of the running back positions now for Hastings College. Gaines with the ball, turns and hands it away. Fighting for some yardage across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Running the ball there was Logan Davis. Logan Davis, 6 foot, 195-pounder out of Millard West. He has seen sporadic action for Hastings throughout the year. He's got 11 carries coming to the football game here today for 55 yards. He's also got one reception for 19 yards. So Logan Davis on the traveling squad here today and seeing some playing time. We're down to 5:35 to play in the contest. Hastings looking at third down and 8 yards to go from the Briarcliff 44-yard line. Man comes in motion now. Jason Gaines waits for the snap, fakes the ball, throws it out here. It's going to be caught at the 39. He's out of bounds. That's Jacob Reynoso. Did he hang on to it? I think he did, but he came up short of the first down. Reynoso is out of bounds here at the 39. Hastings has to take the ball to the 37 for the first down. So the Broncos now looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and two. It's only a 20-point ball game, Jimmy, at 59-39. I'm kind of surprised that Tony has gone this deep in the depth chart. Clock is running now at 5:08 officially, but Hastings looking at fourth down and two. Briarcliff, they could stop Hastings here. I think Tony's going to have second thoughts. He's going to let the time tick down. Broncos just standing here at the offensive line of scrimmage. We're down to 4 seconds on the play clock, and Tony's going to call a timeout here as he's standing right by the official. He calls a timeout with 1 second left. So Hastings will think things over.
Actually, he let her run all the way down. He'll take the 5 yards.
Yeah, he didn't even take the timeout. He just let everything click on down to give Hastings an additional 5 yards. We're going to punt the football when we come back. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation and 7 yards to go from the 44. We'll take a break with 4:46 to play in the ball game. Hastings 59, Briarcliff 39.
If you need health insurance for you or your family, contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings. Marty can help you sort through your options and get the coverage you need without all the complications. Marty knows health insurance and makes it simple to buy and simple to understand. You'll rest easier knowing you're covered. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth to see how he makes insurance simple. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings is going to punt now. They had a fourth down and 7 as Hastings was penalized as he let all the play clock run down. And then we come back. Briarcliff has got too many guys in the field. So Hastings gets 5 more yards back the other way. So we're back to where we ended here. At the 39-yard line, Hastings still looking at a fourth down and 2 from the 39 of Briarcliff. Back deep for the Chargers will be Tyler McGee. McGee is standing down here at the 10-yard line. Hastings will punt as the Buckley is sitting at the 46-yard line. The Hastings 46. He gets the kick away.
Oh, my.
Where'd that thing go? Straight in the air. It bounces at the 35 and goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That was not Buckley. That was our backup punter. And it goes 9 yards. Was that Taylor Mendenhall?
Wow, there's four number fives on the roster, so pick one. I know it wasn't Travis Agaga because he's not in uniform today. So process of elimination doesn't matter. It was ugly. It was straight in the air. And Briar Cliff, trailing by 20, gets the football at the 30-yard line. Remember, they hit on a 69-yarder on the last series.
They're going to keep the ball on the ground. They just run it up inside here to the 33-yard line. That's Heinkes carrying the ball. So we're down to 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Hastings has got a 20-point lead at 59-39, but the Chargers have shown they can strike in a hurry here. Here's Van Egden. He wants to throw the ball. Comes to the near side. It's going to be caught here at the 39-yard line. Reception is made. Hastings right there. That's Fred Fields on the receiving end of that one for Briar Cliff. Hastings was right there defensively against some second teamers in the backfield now as Hayden Jones makes the stop there for the Bronco defense. That's going to be enough for a first down. Yes, it is. A first down at the 40-yard line. Van Egden now fumbles the snap. He picks it up. He's going to be dropped back here at the 38 or 33-yard line. In there for Hastings was, I think, Colquitt, who's still in the ball game for the Broncos. But Van Egden is knocked down back here at the 34-yard line. A loss in the play of about 6 yards. Now it's second down and 16 yards to go. Van Egden with the ball, backs up, steps up, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 40, down to the 35-yard line. End of the ball game again for Briar Cliff. On the receiving end of that one was Miles Jones. He's got a first down and more as he takes the ball down to the 35-yard line of Hastings. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play.
Miles Jones, any relation to Smarty Jones?
Or Tom Jones. First down and 10 yards to go. Van Egden again winds up, throws the ball. That's going to be incomplete. Tell you what, Briar Cliff is not rolling over here. That was Fields again. Or check that. That was Jones again on a little slant across the middle. Back there in coverage for Hastings College. On the Bronco defense, it's going to be Tyler Harris who's into the ball game now. Second down and 10 yards to go for Briar Cliff. They've got the ball down here at the Hastings College 35-yard line with 3.5 minutes to go. Broncos out on top, 49-39. Van Egden winds up, throws it down to left corner. He grabs the ball. He makes the catch for the touchdown. That's Tyler McGee. Tyler McGee catches a touchdown pass, and watch this one on the replay board up here. A beautiful thrown ball there, and Tyler McGee comes down with another touchdown here in the fourth quarter.
That is 313 passing yards for Van Egden. I didn't get a number on defense over there, but in his defense, he was right there. That was just a great catch for the touchdown.
So now it's 59-45. Here comes the extra point. It is up there. It is good. So the PAT is good. Don't go away. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We've got a break with a score. Hastings 59, Briar Cliff 46.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Vermilion, South Dakota. I don't want to second guess Tony, but I'll tell you what, with a 20-point lead, the way this ball game goes, you had your second and third teamers in there, and they did absolutely nothing. Didn't take even a whole lot of time off of the clock. Briar Cliff got the ball back, and bam, just like that. It's now a 59-46 ball game.
Way too complacent, setting back on our heels, and slowly but surely, here comes Briar Cliff.
There's an onside kick. Hastings is going to grab that ball in the front line there. So Hastings will get the ball back here. An onside kick, and a grab was made down there by the Broncos. That was, I think, Jordan Clancy on the front line of the onside kick return team. 3:23 to play in the football game. And now,
must have heard you.
Yeah, Matt Overmiller and the rest of the first team offense is back out there. Yeah, here comes Noah Hausch.
Trevor Bone in there, yeah. Fowler, yeah, it's all ones.
So the number twos and number threes, they ran that last series, and now Tony squirming just a little bit. He's got a 13-point lead at 59-46. There's a running play as the Broncos are just going to try to take some time off of the clock here. A running play goes to the right side of the offense. That was Fowler carrying the ball. Now it's going to bring up a second down and 10, so no gain in the play. We're down to 3:05 to play. Clock is running. They're going to take as much time off of the play clock as they can before they snap this football.
Yeah, we've proven we can't stop Briarcliff when they get the football back. We don't want them to get it back.
We still got 15 seconds in the play clock. There's no reason to snap this thing. Let it tick down. Overmiller has got the ball. He backs up. He's going to throw the football. Cocks the arm, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught, and then he's hit here. That's Kufo coming out of the backfield at the 41. Making the stop there on Briarcliff and losing his cap that time was Devin Yabo. That was a pickup of about 4 yards in a play, third down and 6. It's 2:38 on the clock. They haven't even set the ball for play yet, so you got 40 seconds on the clock. Now they let it wind. You can be under.
Stand there.
2 minutes. Yeah, just stand here and look at the scenery. Look at the beautiful Dakota Dome. You don't have to snap the football now for 30 seconds. We would be under 2 minutes to go. When Hastings College is going to snap the football, just stand there and admire the Dakota Dome here.
Yeah, I think they're going to get up here and snap it with.
Still 20 seconds on the play clock. Hastings is standing there. Matt is looking right at the clock. It's down to the end zone. Now we're down to 10 seconds on the play clock. 2:07 to play in the ball game. Hastings protecting a 13-point lead. Now a man goes in motion. That's going to be Fowler. Now Fowler gets the ball across the 40-yard line. He's got the first down across the 35, down to the 32. Nice run there by Fowler as he breaks it around the right end for about 9 yards. Now Hastings will get a fresh set of downs here. We're down to a minute and 55 seconds to play here in the football game. And now they will signal the ball ready to go. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to go. Hastings has got 22 seconds on the play clock. So, again, they can waste as much time as they want here. I think Briarcliff is out of timeouts. They've still got one up on the board, so Briarcliff has still got one timeout left, but they're trailing by 13 points here in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball, and that was 7 seconds on the play clock. Overmiller looking for the snap. He's got it. He's going to hand the ball away. Again, Hastings crashing forward down to the 25-yard line. Carrying the ball there for the Broncos. Another new man in there for Hastings College. Carrying the ball that time for Hastings was Dustin Park, who's into the ball game now. Park, a 5'9", 180-pound running back out of Arapahoe. So Park picks up about 8 yards in the play. We're down to 25-yard line. We're down to 1:03 to play in the ball game now. And it looks like Hastings College is going to survive this this thing here this afternoon. The scoring explosion, 59-46 is the score. Hastings has a second down and 3 down here at the Briarcliff 25-yard line. Down to 6 seconds, 5 seconds on the play clock. Overmiller grabs the ball. That's going to be Park with it now across the 25 to the 20, still on his feet to the 15. Carries it inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Now down to 38 seconds to go, and Hastings will not have to snap the football. One more snap.
Good run by Park there around right end. Picked up nearly 12 yards, but, yeah, we've got a, about 6 second differential.
Just go back and take a knee, and we can get out of here. As Matt Overmiller is in the victory formation, he's up under center. He snaps the ball and takes the knee, and that's going to be the end of the ball game. As Hastings College is going to win it here this afternoon, a very entertaining game as Briarcliff drops one on their homecoming day today here to the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings will win it here this afternoon over Briarcliff. The final score, the Broncos 59 and Briarcliff 46. Hastings will improve to 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are now 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff, they'll drop to 1 win and 4 losses on the season. They're now 1-3 in the GPAC. And Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. A big day offensively for both teams. Hastings wins it. The final score, the Broncos 59, the Chargers 46. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and the soothing, cool gel memory foam of a Curve mattress from Simmons be your solution. The Curve mattress from Simmons' innovative design conforms to your shape, creating amazing pressure relief and a more pleasant, cooler night's sleep, all at a low price that'll surprise you. Take the 30-day Curve Challenge by stopping into Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Yep, traffic again.
You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, we're back here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Something that Hastings hasn't been able to do for the past couple of weeks, Jimmy. They get to sing their song here at the end of a victory. Hastings breaking a two-game losing streak here this afternoon. They've got to score 59 points to do it. The Broncos knock off the Chargers today by a score of 59-46 as Hastings improves to 3 wins and 2 losses on the season now. 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We surpass our win total from a season ago as we have reached the halfway point of this conference season. Some other games going on. We got one game that's final today. Concordia has beaten Dort by a score of 38-14. 2 games are underway. They're late in the fourth quarter. Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesley, and those two teams playing for the 100th time this afternoon in Crete, and the Tigers have the lead over the Prairie Wolves. The score is 55-29. Morningside, they're playing today. They're late in the fourth quarter. They're out on top of Midland, the number one ranked Mustangs, 61, and Midland 16. Hastings will get Morningside next Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex. 1 o'clock will be the kickoff. 12 o'clock noon for the Pepsi pregame show. If you want to see a good football team, you're gonna see it this afternoon, next Saturday. Come on out. The number one ranked team of the nation going to be in town. You don't get to play the number one ranked team very often in your college career, and Hastings will have a chance to do that next Saturday.
Well, they really will, and they'll have a little bounce to their step after a victory here today. And Tony talked about it at the beginning of the year. He goes, we may have to score 40, 50 points a game to get a victory. Well, they had to score 59 to get the victory today. But, next week will be a true test. I remember the days of playing the Sioux Falls Cougars. And that Cougar had to do push-ups every time they scored. We wore the Cougar out. They moved to Division II, and now the Mustangs have kind of taken over where Sioux Falls left off. But that game will be next week. We'll worry about that then. We'll worry about the wrap-up here of this ball game in Vermilion, South Dakota. Your final game number is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Briar Cliff in the ball game, they were able to put 26 first downs on the board. We see officially they rushed the football 43 times for an impressive 224 yards of total offense in the ball game. Kevin Van Egdom, he goes all the way. His numbers, 13 of 33, 2 interceptions, 4 touchdowns, 312 yards. So total offense in the ball game for Briar Cliff, 536 yards on 76 offensive plays. We look on down the line here for Briar Cliff. Penalties in the ball game, they were hit with 5 for 55 yards. Time of possession, 26-36 for Briar Cliff. They were 9 of 17 on third down conversions, 0 of 2 on fourth down conversions, and red zone scoring chances, 3 of 5 for the Chargers. Leading the way rushing after the GPAC Offensive Player of the Week performance last week, Mitch Hikas, big game today. 30 carries, 164 yards. Hikas with a 1 touchdown on the game. Robert Wilson, 5 carries and 41 yards. Receiving the football today, Tyler McGahee. What a game today. 6 receptions, 214 yards, and 3 touchdowns for McGahee. Brent Van Munden, 4 catches, 74 yards. And Fred Fields, 2 catches and 20 yards for Briar Cliff. On the side of Hastings College today, Broncos with 29 first downs in the game. They rushed the football. Very good day for the Bronco rushing attack. 49 carries, 302 yards on the ground. Throwing the football today, Matt Overmiller finishes the day 21 of 38, 234 yards and a couple of touchdowns. No interceptions on the afternoon for Matt. So 88 offensive plays for 542 yards. 10-78 of total offense for both teams into the ball game. What an offensive afternoon it was here at the Dakota Dome. Leading rusher today for Hastings College, Ramiro Flores, 18 carries, 119 yards, and four, count them, four touchdowns for Flores. Matt Overmiller had 9 carries for 105 yards. He had one touchdown. Jake Fowler had 14 carries for 41 yards. Leading receiver today, Austin Curley, another impressive day. 4 catches, 59 yards. He had one touchdown. Jordan Wallman had 3 catches for 35. Jacob Reynoso, 3 catches for 30. And Trevor Bone had 2 catches for 23 yards. Leading tackler today for Hastings College, they've got Austin Bogner and also Darren Colquitt with 8 tackles apiece. Kelly McBride also with 8 tackles. Eric Wiley, the leading tackler for the Broncos, ended up with 5 tackles here today. But again, Hastings College with a lot of different ways we scored today. We had a pick six. We had some nice long passes. We had some nice long runs. A little bit of everything, but the coach won't care. It's a victory, and the Broncos desperately needed a victory going into that game next week at Lloyd Wilson Field against the Morningside Mustangs. Hopefully the Broncos can put together a good week of practice and put some points on the board. They're going to need to next week against Morningside.
59-46, the final score here this afternoon. Hastings College wins it. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of the Hastings College Broncos, brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty Demuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Well, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 59-46 over Briarcliff. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And our leading rusher today was Romero Flores, 119 yards and 4 touchdowns today. Matt Overmiller also over 100 yards, 9 carries and 105 yards and a touchdown. Overmiller also completed 21 of 38 passes for 234 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leading receiver today, Austin Curley, 4 receptions for 59 yards. And then guys on defense, Darren Colquitt and Austin Bogner leading the way with 8 tackles apiece. Kelly McBride also in there for 8 tackles. And Wally Eo, he had 7 tackles in the ball game here today. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As an authorized independent agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth knows health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Marty Demuth to see how he can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance plan for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our offensive player of the game today for Hastings College will be Romero Flores. Again, 119 yards and 4 touchdowns today as Hastings rushes for a total of 302 yards in the football game here today. Romero Flores had 119 yards and 4 touchdowns. our defensive stars today, the guys that were led at the top of the tackle chart today, Austin Bogner, Darren Colquitt, and also Kelly McBride, all recording 8 total tackles in the ball game today. Colquitt had 1 tackle for a loss. So congratulations to our defensive stars, Bogner, Colquitt, and McBride, our offensive player of the game today. Romero Flores for Hastings College as the Broncos win it this afternoon over Briarcliff. The final score of 59-46. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in